Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Baker. A big day for both Ohio State basketball programs. Jake Diebler's squad heads to Maryland tonight to face the Terrapins at 8:30. The Buckeyes 6.5-point favorites in a game they desperately need to win. We'll have it for you here on The Fan, beginning with The Fan warm-up show at 7:30. Over on The Fan 2 tonight, you can hear the 9th-ranked Lady Bucks as they head west for a 2-game trip. First up, the Washington Huskies tonight at 9. Tyler Danberg has pregame coverage beginning at 8:45. The Columbus Blue Jackets headed into their Olympic break as the hottest team in the NHL, winning 7 straight. They beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0 last night. Zach Werenski and Elvis Merzlikins off to Italy now to play for Team USA and Latvia, respectively, in the Winter Olympics. The Jackets return to the ice on February 26th in Boston. The NBA trade deadline today at 3 p.m.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Delayed kickoff here on Rothman and Ice. We had a 12:01 kickoff. We're going to move that back to 12:07. So we have the ref out in the middle with the coin toss and all that. We are Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and the black and gold man. How are we feeling?
And purple today. He's got a little Ravens purple on today.
Oh, you know what? No, that's Vikes Steelers Super Bowl is what that was.
No, he's got a nice Randy Johnson Arizona Diamondbacks tee on. But yeah, man, I'm good. Yeah. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. And yeah, welcome in, man. How you doing today? You looking good over there?
Feeling good.
Good. Good. That's what I like
looking
to hear.
Good, Billy Ray. Feeling good, Winthorpe.
Good, good, good.
Nothing. All right. Nope. We'll have some good stuff today. So, maybe. I mean, yeah, like we'll be the listeners will be the judge of that.
What you're saying?
I say that way too much.
What is it? Under deliver? Wait, what's over promise? No, what you're saying? You got a good one.
Under promise and over deliver.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
All right. So this is what we are promising, though. My boy Matt Finkus. Whoa, Silver Bullet original, the 90s.
The beast.
Yep. Beast. Bookends with Vrabel. Number 92, number 94, just getting after people in the 90s. He's going to drop in studio. Want to talk about Vrabel's ascent here, maybe take you into the Wayback Machine when they were rocking the Scarlet and Gray and talk about Ohio State. But, of course, Vrabe's his guy, his former teammate coaching in the Super Bowl, and what's in store for him on Sunday. Dan Dockich is on Radio Row.
Okay.
He will join us from San Fran at 1:30. And then we'll do a little CBJ Buyers with a, not a question mark, but they got to lean in now. Like, this team is on a heater. I actually lied to you. I wound up betting them last night, just didn't tell you, and it worked out. Because if I said it on the air, it would have jinxed the whole thing. But I needed, the weird part about it is,
nice to know you lie to us, Leo.
I'm sitting there. I didn't lie at the time.
What would you call it?
No, I didn't. No, at the time, I wasn't going to do it. And then later on.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
After I didn't see you.
Okay.
Right.
Are you a believer
in? It's not stealing. It's borrowing from those that can afford it.
Are you a believer in white lies? Little white lies.
Lies by deception, lies by omission, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. Or,
half-truths. We're like,
One of my hobbies is stretching the truth.
Where it's like 100% of what you say was the truth, but you didn't tell 100% of the story.
Mm-hmm. So
that's not lying.
It lacks context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So technically I didn't lie. I just left out a couple of the details.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I watch a lot of body cam, as you know.
Mm.
It's a hobby as well. And I was watching one. It's weird. Most people want to turn off their phones when they go to bed. And I'm one of those that it kind of helps put me to sleep.
So you like to doom scroll and watch body cams. That's your doom scroll.
Or just whatever's in my algorithm.
Topic of choice.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Who knows? I could show you. I could pop up YouTube on my phone right now, and you'd see
it
my
algorithm.
It would
be nice to see all of our algorithms.
Yeah.
Mine
would
is.
It?
Wow.
Mine
would
is.
It really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
What's in your... See, what are you hiding over there?
I don't know, yeah. Which is what scares me.
Mine is nothing but wrestling, sports, and reality TV. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. What's in your wallet? I would say something... He's on incognito.
The incognito.
Yeah, he's
browser.
On the dark web. That wouldn't be a good one.
AR, I'm going to go yours is body cams, animal stuff.
That's right.
Sports.
Oh, I got a great animal one for you.
I think that's kind of your big three if I had to rank them in your algorithm.
Yeah, I just watched a video of a... They do this at the shelter. I'm not sure where, but they bring in a bunch of people that are interested in adopting an animal, a dog,
okay,
from a shelter. And they let the dogs choose them.
Mm.
And they're all signed up for this. They get it. You get what picks you.
So you have to take it home is what you're saying.
You have to adopt the dog.
Okay.
I mean, you're there to adopt an animal.
Okay.
And now, I don't truly believe, I believe in lifestyle and how that fits,
because
I don't want someone adopting a dog that needs a ton of exercise and someone that's just a couch potato. It won't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good for the animal. So you do want to match lifestyle and what you can handle and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching this, and they put some nice, good music to it.
Okay.
And sometimes, so they tell you to go, so you go in this room and you agree not, you cannot talk to the animal. You cannot really look at the animal. You're just there. You sit in the chair and your arms are like this and you're just staring out into space, and they let a dog into the room. And then the dog eventually just picks somebody, just goes up to somebody and jumps in their lap. And that's
okay.
And that's the one of the greatest things. So yes, that is in the algorithm.
Show me that.
The body cam one I was talking about is because we're leaving stuff out of context. I was watching one last night where these people went into this restaurant and they got a little loud, and the restaurant told them, hey, you're toast. You're out of here. We want you to leave the property. Yeah. And they're probably...
And then they poured their margarita into a to-go box and left.
Yes. They're probably a little lit up already. And it was like four people. It was like a husband and wife, and then I think either her parents or his parents. And they're on vacation. You knew that it was somewhere. Who knows? Maybe in the Carolinas or Myrtle. Who knows where?
Well, things get strange in Myrtle
and
Beach.
So they, so the cops show up, and they haven't left. They're in the parking lot, and they're in the car. She's in the car. Drive. They're all four in the car, and he's like, what happened? He's like, and she's like, well, you know, we got a little loud, and yeah, they asked us to leave, and you know, things escalate a little bit, you know, feelings got hurt and something, and they leave out like every last detail of things were said and feelings got hurt. And then the cop's like, well, we got a report that somebody threw a drink on somebody. I never saw that. Like, we poured the wine out, and if a couple of droplets got on somebody's pants, there was no intentional. He's like, well, if I go and watch the tape, what am I going to see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure. I mean, his feelings got hurt. I mean, we're willing to leave. And so they leave out everything happened.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You don't really want to snitch on yourself, right? Like, that's kind of, I'm kind of leaning to their side a little bit. I don't think you want to just say, you know, threw a nice glass of Cabernet in somebody's face.
So,
got to protect yourself a little bit.
The thing you have to, the fine line between, I think, dealing with a law enforcement officer is that honesty does go a long way. At least that's what they tell you. And I think that if you are honest from the start, I think there is more of a chance that you might get more of a trespass versus a battery charge or an assault charge. Now, if somebody wants to press charges, then you're toast.
You're like, they want to. You maybe catch a cop on a good day. You may get like a flagrant one instead of a flagrant two.
I don't think you're going to get tossed from the game just from the parking lot. All right, so we got Finkus in studio.
Tell the truth. You ever been pulled over?
Ever been pulled over?
Yeah.
What world do you think we're living in? Of course. Like for speeding?
No.
Wait, you've never gotten a speeding ticket?
No.
You've never been pulled over for speeding?
For anything.
Moving violation of any kind.
Not turning your blinker or rolling through a stop sign.
Illegal lane change.
Well, I don't want to put anything into the atmosphere.
Doom scrolling while you're driving.
My drive home tonight, I'm going to get pulled over three times. But no, in 10 years, I've never been pulled over.
Good for you.
Because you don't speed or you're lucky?
Because I'm aware.
Oh, I like that answer. That was good right there.
You go with the flow. Because I check my mirrors.
I'm aware.
Okay, so you just go with the flow.
They teach you in driving school to check your mirrors every 3 seconds. I'm checking those mirrors every 3 seconds.
Is it really every 3 seconds?
You're supposed to.
The rear view. And
no,
the side
you're
views?
Supposed to rotate. You're supposed to check side okay. mirror 3 seconds later.
How are you going to do that mirror, while you're scrolling later. On the phone?
Yeah, exactly. Well, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You're a doom scroller while you're driving.
So you okay? No, I'm a doom scroller at red lights. When the light turns green, I lock the phone.
Let me ask you this.
I will confess, I'm definitely on my phone at red lights.
Okay. Oh, you Toyota dress. What a mess. I confess. Donka Shane. Why?
Roadhouse.
No. Why do you do you think this is going to be a Cal Ripken thing? Like, do you have a goal to never, ever be pulled over in your lifetime?
Well, that would be nice. I don't think I'm going to be that fortunate, mm-hmm. but I do think that the more that I talk about this, just there's going to, I don't believe in like luck or like karma or anything like that, but I think that the more I talk about it, it's just going to happen. The universe is going to work against
Karma's
me
Karma's real, though.
You're 10 years?
I believe in karma.
10 years.
I believe in karma, especially with how you treat people. You're dogging people out through your life at some point in time that's coming back around to get you. I don't believe in karma.
That's an accident, though. Like, this would be me talking about never getting pulled over and then getting pulled over later, that's a complete fluke. I do think that bridges being burned and then you not getting help from somebody whose bridge you burned, that's not an accident. This would be a complete accident that I think is now going to happen because I'm talking about it. Not an arrogant way, universe, but
have you ever been in a car accident?
Not since I've been driving. I was in two car accidents under the age of 5.
Okay.
Nice.
So in your adult life, you've never had to have an interaction with law enforcement ever for anything?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay. Weren't caught up in some scrum in a bar.
I'm saying nothing.
Some
noise complaint somewhere. You know, anything.
Noise statute.
I mean, I'm sure I've spoken to a police officer before, but I don't.
This
don't
is
remember.
Amazing because you're the anti-authority guy.
He really Here's is. The problem,
the authority
too.
Song.
I need, and I've really been slacking on this.
Authority's always going to win.
I still have a Missouri driver's license. I got to get that corrected.
Okay, I don't know if that's anything you want to admit on the air.
No,
you don't have a current Ohio driver's license?
I just moved. I have a new address as of a couple months ago, so I need to get on that and get my new address.
If you plan on hopping
you
on...
You have tag? You have Ohio tags, though.
Yes, but the car is not registered in my name. It's in my parents' name, I think. And then I pay my parents.
No, never convicted.
Okay.
All right.
Do you guys have the updated driver's license that you need to fly? Mm-hmm. You got yours? I have a passport, so I think I'm okay. Chat, let me know. I think I'm good. If I needed to travel, I just need the passport because I think I have the older version of the ID.
So soon, I need to kill an entire day at the DMV because you know that's how long it takes.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Well, here's the thing.
You can make an appointment now.
I need two.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go online, make an appointment.
Cut the line a little bit.
It's. Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that.
Two things of proof of address or something like that.
Bring a bill or something.
Yeah.
I guess. Can I bring like an? Everything's through email now. Can I bring like a digital bill?
A receipt
bill?
From the strip club.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
My Columbus Gold bill.
Or Columbus Gold card.
Yeah.
This is my gold card.
Got that card updated.
Yeah, exactly. That one's in good standing. What's your expiration on that? 7:48.
I'll do it in a couple days.
Yeah, take care of that.
On the weekend.
I like this streak you're on. You say you're on 10 years?
10 years. I don't even want to talk about it now. See, the more we talk about it, it's going
to
happen.
We like to set over-unders, and what would the over-under be? Set us an over-under.
All right, so for all the police officers out there who are supposed to have their radios tuned into some channel and are instead listening to us, I am going to get an Ohio driver's license. I just got a new address recently, and I was waiting for that.
Okay.
So then I can get a permanent address and not have to keep getting, you know, new... driver's
Later
licenses.
On, we'll give out the make and model and what time you usually leave
Correct.
The station.
Come and get you.
Maddie and I will drop a dime. There's a guy weaving on Twin Rivers.
That wouldn't be the first time that you had a fake arrest of a coworker.
This is a...
there's a story for another day.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was
a good prank.
That was a fun time.
I feel bad for
that. That was a fun time for me.
We have to tell that when we come back, since we did it. But now you got to tell it when we come back.
All right, so college football. There is a wild, something feels off to me about this coach declining his yearly extension.
Okay.
We'll tell you about that next. Rothman and Knights on the Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the doorknob fart game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for us today and chilly. Temperatures will be getting into the low 20s and our feels like could be into the negatives. As we go into tonight, expect skies to be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the teens. Friday, snow develops as we go into the morning, becoming a little bit heavier as we go toward the lunch hour. We could see 1 to 2 inches possible. Daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bobby Carpenter demands that you watch Morning Juice on YouTube. If you don't, Tito will move into your house.
Live at 6 a.m. on YouTube and streaming on the Fan app.
Matty promises he'll continue to do the show even if he wins the lottery. If only we believed him. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
This is one of the strange traditions. I don't even know if you call it a tradition. I guess if they do it all the time, it is a tradition. But Wisconsin does this thing with their athletic department where they do yearly extensions every year for all their coaches. Well, why do we have contracts? If I know I'm just going to get, if I survive this year, I get another one.
It's a yearly bonus?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's odd.
Yeah. It took a turn yesterday when Luke Fickell's name didn't appear in the fall coaches yearly extension list. Like somebody was like, is this a typo? This is an omission. Why is he not in there? And Chris McIntosh came out and said that it was actually Fickell's decision not to receive it. Now, I find this odd. I do. I think that from a PR standpoint, maybe this makes sense that they went to him, and or maybe this is completely 100% his decision. But it just doesn't hit me right that a coach would request that he wouldn't get a contract extension for consideration, and that McIntosh is like, hey, I want to honor his wishes, and they determine the current terms of his contract will be maintained. Now, he has a pretty good contract, considering what they haven't done in football. He enters year 4 as the head coach. He has a 17-21 overall record and a 10-17 mark in Big Ten play. Now, that truly doesn't deserve an extension. And when they extended him after a 5-7 year, even though he had a very tough schedule, the backlash was real. He faced the fire Fickell chance through Camp Randall. And this is a team that had gone to 22 straight bowl games. And now they've had back-to-back losing seasons. This doesn't surprise me that he would not get an extension. What I think, and I don't know this, is that they probably got in a room together and said, from a PR standpoint, we're going to have to wait and see on this. And he probably said, that makes sense. Now, although most coaches wouldn't turn down money in an extension.
I know I wouldn't.
Would never do it,
yeah,
right?
I know I wouldn't.
So he remains on a 6-year agreement. His compensation is still climbing. Like almost $8 million under the original term signed in 2022. His buyout is north of $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe that's where this is headed. Maybe that's where this is headed then. Maybe not right now, but maybe after another mediocre year, maybe there is conversations or have been conversations to your point of, okay, this may be the end of the road here. Fix looking around and saying, okay, you know, maybe it is time, because I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of people or coaches that would turn down an extra $7-8 million, whatever that 1 year extension was going to look like. This is a first for me. When I saw the headline, I really scratched my head, because I don't think I've ever heard any coach, any athlete turn down an extension unless they just absolutely want to get out of town. And maybe some of this, if Fick is feeling that way, is rooted in, maybe I can't recruit here at a high enough level. Maybe there isn't the NIL support that I would like to have here in Madison. I don't know. I'd love to ask, you know, somebody that covers Wisconsin what the heck is really going on here. But when he came in, we knew where the bar was in their minds, whether it was fair or not out of the gate. When you do what he did at Cincinnati, that was kind of the expectation, is that you can take a program like the Bearcats, get them into the playoff when it was a 4-team playoff at the time. Man, what could he do here in the Big Ten with maybe better resources? I'm not sure, between Cincinnati and Wisconsin. And so, yeah, it is strange, because like you said, AR, there's reports out there, and this is coming from Football Scoop, that Wisconsin's athletics board met Wednesday to impart rubber stamp 1 year extensions for the Badgers head coaches. And like you talked about, all of them except Fickell accepted it. So this is some type of thing to where they go, I don't know if it's every single sport or specific sports to where they do this as kind of an annual thing.
Why don't we do that here?
Every year we're still
on the air, you get another year tacked on.
So is it like, hey, the baseball coach, lacrosse coach, everybody at the exact same time gets a 1 year extension offer?
If this is true, then I really do applaud him. Because I think he's doing the right thing publicly and professionally, that he probably didn't deserve another raise and extension. He wants to make good on the contract. That's what I'm saying. I applaud it if it's true.
The fact that you're
pausing makes me think, like, you may believe there's something off to this. It wasn't him 100%.
No, I don't applaud anybody for turning down money, millions of dollars.
Oh, I would applaud it, because if he didn't think he deserved it, then he shouldn't get one.
Yeah, but I guess for me personally, I just don't
think he's competitive.
I get that.
Those expectations haven't changed.
I'm still going to be competitive with, you know, making more money. That's just what I would do.
He just did that and went over like a lead balloon with the fan base.
But I want more.
They just gave a new one, and you know how that went over.
I want to cash in again. If you're giving it to me, why not?
That's why I'm back to my original thought. Something feels off.
No, I agree with you on that. This is not normal, for sure. This definitely feels off.
They opened 26 against Notre Dame at Lambeau. I'd have to look at the rest of their schedule, because the expectations are not changing there. If anything, he's under more pressure.
What are the expectations in your mind for Wisconsin football?
Well, they got to get back to being bowl eligible. Let's at least get that.
I think that's fair. They can't have playoff expectations right now. I think that's a little unrealistic. So I think you're right, AR. It's probably get to a respectable bowl.
You start running a respectable program, we'll have to come down here and hassle you no more. Yeah, it's bad. I just feel like he probably is like, I got the extension when I probably wasn't really in line for one, and now they're going to throw me another year, and the fan base is going to just revolt on this. Mm. And I just think it was best for both parties to say, hey, let's earn something here. Let's earn it back together. Then we'll all share in the success, Matty. You know, the phrase you love to hear. So Notre Dame at Lambeau, they're going to Happy Valley. They get USC at home, at Iowa.
That's it.
And that's about it as far as any big boys.
No Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, none of those. Okay.
So maybe this is the year. Now, if he can pick off one of those, Notre Dame or Penn State, especially Notre Dame, which they're not going to beat them. But if they did, then it's on again for him, on Wisconsin.
Yeah.
At Penn State, that would be one. Got to beat USC at home. You get them at home. Take them down. Maybe you win at Iowa in a rivalry game.
You know, coming in out of the gate, I remember he made the hire of, you know, Phil Longo, right? And he brought him in from North Carolina.
That's what sent it down the bad road.
And it didn't hit the way that they thought it would. Because Phil Longo was doing some good things with Drake May and some of the running backs they had over there in Chapel Hill. And then he just, look, a lot of times when, whether it's in the NFL or in college, when you don't get things right at the quarterback position, you're going to be set back. And I think that's where Wisconsin has been, because You look at what he had in Cincinnati. You know my boy Desmond Ridder. You know my big Desmond Ridder guy.
Yeah.
He had a vet there that could hold it down.
He's still hanging on,
though. I know. He's still getting NFL checks, which I'm here for. And look, he obviously had Sauce Gardner and some other guys. But that's it for me right there, is that the Phil Longo hire out of the gate wasn't what they thought it would be, and that's attached to a lack of quarterback play. And you look at some of these programs right now that are getting things going pretty quickly. It's because, yes, they have good pieces on offense and defense, but the guy under center is somebody you respect on Saturdays.
This is my gut, that they agreed that he didn't go in there and they said, hey, here's more money. And he said, don't give me that. Like, I don't think that's what happened.
I think that's what happened.
I think they discussed it in a big picture way that this is not putting you on the hot seat. This is accountability. We're going to emphasize that we're all in about re-earning the trust of our fan base, getting this program back going again. And I just don't have proof that that's it, but I don't think it's the healthiest for this program to just rubber stamp another extension for him without the results.
My guess is, AR, I think he said no on the extension because I think he may want out of Madison sooner rather than later. That's my
guess. He can want out, but who's going to want him if things don't go well?
Yeah, you reroute yourself, go be a DC somewhere, go somewhere, and start over. That's just my guess.
His contract's through like 2032.
Let's get that buyout talk going. You know, I love that.
Well, the buyout's still pretty healthy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back in 2 minutes and guess, you know what? He may have an opinion on it because he played with him as well.
Yep.
Matt Finkus, the great former Buckeye, in studio in 2 minutes. Rothman and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best teams don't always win titles. Sounds like AR and Maddie bragging about their fantasy teams.
Hey, that's cheating.
This is Rossman and Ice.
All right, Super Sunday coming your way. 6:30. Pats, Hawks, and a guy who's been in the league. Been around some great players himself, was a great player here at Ohio State, went into the pros, and had a great former teammate who's now going to be coaching in the Super Bowl, our friend Matt Finkus. I wish we need one of those applause, like little drops. We need one of those. It's good to have you in studio, my man.
Thanks, man. Good to be here.
All right, there we go. You were a former radio guy, and I'm trying to mic you up over here. I don't know what I'm doing.
There we go. There's some applause.
All right, so where do we begin? Is this a little, like, listen, he's been around, yeah. And when he was kind of hanging out in Cleveland, I think a lot of people thought, well, that's, actually, people probably like Stefanski, even Jim Schwartz are probably like, well, this is good, but I don't want looking over my shoulder every day. Yeah. And then it wasn't going to, I guess the timing, I don't even know if he would have wanted the job in Cleveland, even if it was available.
He did not want the job in Cleveland. No, he was there for a purpose. Yeah. I mean, and when that purpose was up, he took off. So, I think Mike left Cleveland because I think he gained the knowledge he wanted to gain. He went there looking for real insight into how GM's role plays a big part. I mean, because that's what happened to him in Tennessee, right? You had an owner that brought in a GM who didn't agree with what he wanted to do personnel-wise, philosophy-wise, started shipping players off. He had no control, and then he lost it all. So that's what I mean. And Mike's a guy where, like, if you, like, he, you don't have to teach him very many times. Like, once he learns something and once he, you know, kind of gets screwed on something, he's going to figure out how to beat the system on it. So that's kind of, that was the role for him in Cleveland.
You touched on maybe his lack of interest in not wanting the Browns gig. Was that rooted in personnel, ownership, something else?
You know, I'm not going to speak for him on that part, but I mean, it's the Browns, man. Look at it. You know, I mean, unfortunately, it is, because I mean their fan base is phenomenal, but the product, I mean, whether you want to talk coaches, whether you want to talk GMs, whether, you know, owners or whatever, you know, they've had players come in, they've had, you know, they kind of, you thought that they might have gotten over the free agent thing when OBJ came, but they just, they haven't been able to kind of clear that hurdle, clear that, you know, that hump of whether it's, you know, I mean, they've drafted good, they've gotten good guys in there, and it's just whether it's, you know, competing philosophies. And I'm a, you know, I mean, having two head coaches on the staff at the same time, like you did with Schwartz and Stefanski, I mean, that's got to be a really tight relationship. I mean, what Mike's doing with
McDaniels,
Josh is, I mean, that they've got a good relationship. You've got, I mean, if you got two head coaches on the staff and you're not in lockstep, that's a problem, man. I mean, it's always going to be.
The great thing about him is that he's never really had a, as Maddie likes to put it, like a, well, you like to say a tractor versus a trailer.
Yeah, or an aircraft carrier.
So he's never had a carrier quarterback.
Yeah.
And honestly, he could have beaten Cincinnati. He could have been in that Super Bowl with the Titans. I mean, it was that close.
Yeah.
And they come all the way back, and Tannehill forces that ball, and it gets picked, but they were close. But he must have looked at Cleveland's situation financially and realized this is a nightmare. They gave Deshaun all that money, and now their financial situation is a wreck. And even if I think, well, two things, that maybe if you thought Deshaun Watson had a future still, he would have maybe been more intrigued. But if we think that he doesn't, and then you add the financial problem to that, you're right, it wasn't going anywhere.
I mean, look at the financial situation he just stepped out of,
yeah,
not stepped out of, but got released from when they gave Tannehill that huge contract that everybody's like, wait, what? What? I mean, you're not good. Cause I mean, the whole talk was Brady was going somewhere that at the exact same time they signed Tannehill to, like, it was like $140 million. I mean, it was an insane number. And then that precipitated, okay, now we got to get rid of AJ Brown. Now we got to move Julio Jones. Now we got to move our left tackle. I mean, and that kind of thing. And I think he saw that. I mean, and that's what Cleveland's going through right now.
And now he's in a situation where you know, ball obviously at a high level. You get the head coach right, you get the quarterback position right, you're probably going to be on your way. And so now Drake May in year two with Braves, just the combination of those guys, it's got Belichick, Brady vibes to it as far as the structure that they had. We'll see as far as the success goes. But just talk about that, Drake May now coming in with Braves and what you think that's done to the culture over there.
I mean, this is a team that looks like Mike built it 5 years ago. I mean, when you look at what they are, when you look at kind of the makeup of guys on the roster, I mean, you've got a guy in Diggs who kind of is, I mean, you can say kind of past his prime, but they're bringing him back in and he's having a great season. You got young guys playing hard. You got a great tackle that's playing really hard for you. You got a quarterback who's young, just eager to learn and be good and be better. I mean, this is a team where, I mean, this is a team like Mike. I mean, let's, you know, to be honest, when he had, you know, Derrick Henry and all those stars, I mean, that's not his personality. His personality, I mean, so to bring those guys into, like, buying into the system, it's much easier to get guys to buy in the system that don't have huge bank accounts, huge egos, huge deals off the field and all those different things. And I mean, and you know, Mike's a player's coach kind of guy, and you see it in the clips in the film of him after games and talking to guys. I mean, that's who he is. And I think it's a great setup for him right now. But I mean, they got a huge task on him Sunday.
Great former Buckeye Matt Fink is in studio with us. One of the original Silver Bullets paired with Vrabel back in the 90s to wreck offenses. Did you have a feeling? You've played with a bunch of people. You know who might have a coach mentality or a coach knowledge or a knack for it. He clearly had a nice long career in the pros. So it wasn't like a guy that had a couple years and then was like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, it was probably a natural transition. I mean,
He still had years on his contract. Yeah. If you remember, when he came to Ohio State, he was signed. I think he still had 2 years left on his deal at Kansas City. He'd just been traded to KC. And I remember this vividly. I mean, in the Denver airport coming back from somewhere and got the news and, you know, texting with him, like, what are you doing, man? Like, what are you, you're coming back to Ohio State. I mean, it's turmoil here because I've been talking to Luke, you know, I mean, it's, he's like, this is my chance to get into coaching. He's like, right? I can step right in. Yeah. And I'm like, it's like, okay, man. I mean, you're still making $2-3 million a year in Kansas City. You're about to make $200,000 a year. But at that point, you know, I mean, Mike loves the game. He always has. I mean, it's the same way with Luke. You know, those guys, they, you could tell, you know, the way they studied the game, the way they really kind of put into it. You know, I mean, the minute that, that Luke stopped playing, you know, he was all in on being a coach. I think Mike, you know, knew kind of towards the end of his year. And I think just, you know, spending that time with Bill and really having that time with the Patriots with Bill, seeing kind of what he was like as a coach, I think that really kind of motivated him to do the same thing.
You know, listening to both teams talk about their head coaches this week, like both of these guys in the Seattle's locker room and New England's locker room are just talking about like the culture that has been set by both guys. Because McDonald on his side, this is year two for him, and yeah, Raves has been around the block, but he just got back to New England. So as a former player, when you hear that word used from a player's perspective and a coach coming in, what does culture feel like? What does that look like to you?
You know, I'd rather be in the New England locker room because you've got a guy who's the coach who's been there.
Yeah.
Who knows exactly what's happened in these past 2 weeks, who knows what it's going to be like on Sunday, who's got that experience. I mean, I remember my rookie year, you know, Bill Parcells was our coach with the Jets. And I mean, the Jets were coming off a 1-15 season. And he brought in a bunch of old guys. I mean, we had Jumbo Elliott, we had Pepper Johnson, we had, you know, all these old dudes that were still around from the Giants days. But we also had, I think we had 17 rookies on that team. I mean, it was an incredible number of rookies. But Bill's message was like, look, I know how to win. I know how to win Super Bowls. If you guys listen to me, we'll get back there. I mean, and that was his entire message. Like, just do what I do. We'll do what I tell you to do, and we'll get back there. And for Mike being able to do that with these guys this week, I think is a huge advantage for him.
I read a story recently about Vrabel and his, like, ascent, that he's just a dude. He's just a guy. He's a man. Like, he was a football player. And but there's a great line in the story, and I'll read it to you, and you can tell me whether you think this is accurate or not. This was quoted by, I think it was Scott Pioli, and he said, Vrabel is a habitual line stepper in a good way. He's like kind of doing the Rick James from the Chappelle Show. Like, he goes, I mean, he's the kind of guy that would say something about your mother if he had to win an argument, right? There was nothing off limits. But it's been funny watching him evolve and grow, because Vrabel has always had another side to him, this empathetic side that he doesn't like to show. Is there something that this is, I mean, is this the guy you played college football with, or is there?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't changed that much. Yeah. I mean, Mike is a very much a not give a F kind of guy. Yeah. I mean, and before he had, you know, the money and the fame and the Super Bowl rings and everything, he was that to a lesser degree. I mean, he was, this is what I believe in, this is what I think, this is what I'm going to do, and this, I'll tell you about it, and I'll tell you what that is. Now, if you're in his inner circle, like, you're there, like, it's tight, and it's a group of guys that, you know, I mean, he's the guy that you can call up and like, hey man, we got to go bury a dead body, and he'll be at your door, you know what I mean? But he is that guy that if you're kind of on the outside looking in at it, he's going to come off as abrasive. He's going to come off as rude. He's going to come off as, you know, almost like a New York style kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But that's just who he's always been, because his confidence level and what he knows and what his ability is, I mean, it comes from a place where, I mean, yes, he was a great athlete. I mean, and if you look at what he did as a player, moving from defensive line to linebacker to outside line to kind of the jack of all trades in New England. I mean, he had to learn that. He had to really put in time and effort to learn that. And it just didn't come natural, and you just don't make that transition. So it comes from a confidence that he's earned, and I think that's where that attitude is.
Well, you mentioned he may now have a piece of Belichick's brain, which isn't a bad thing when it comes to football. And we've seen how competitive he is, taking him face mask to the chin and not like he's still in the game, and then bear hugging his guys after. Like, he's got a pretty good combination.
Yeah, he doesn't know that he's not playing football still a lot of times on the field. And that goes back to college. I mean, you know, if you go back to the Michigan game, I think his first year, you know, he's headbutting dudes and splitting his head open. And I mean, that's just him. Like, I mean, if you go to camp and he's got pads on and going out and doing drills with guys, I'm like, dude, we are 50. We are 50 years old. I don't know what you think. Like, I'm about to go to the doctor on Monday to see if I can get my knee fixed. You're out there, you know, playing with 20-year-olds, man. It's a different game for him. But yeah, I mean, that's just who he is. You know,
stick close, Fink. We're going to talk Buckeyes here if you can in a few minutes. We'll come back with the great Matt Finkus in studio. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan. Anthony's hidden talent is weaving a movie quote into every conversation. It's mostly not annoying. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
I don't have this confirmed, but I think that if you go back, not sacks, just tackles for loss, that Vrabel was one and the guy sitting in the studio with us, Matt Finkus, is number two. So between like 93 and 96, you lived in opposing backfields.
Yeah, tackles for a loss, I know we had a bunch back in the day.
Yeah, you guys were just in the backfield all the time.
That's what we were just saying. Like, I would have loved, like, coming off my sophomore year, I think I had 11 and Mike had 12 sacks. Mm-hmm. And we each had 20-ish, I mean, over 20 tackles for losses. Mm-hmm. Like, rolling that in with my... my quasi agent into my junior year with some NIL.
94?
94.
Yeah. Okay, but in 94, Eddie, Orlando.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've been competing for some dollars.
Springs.
Sean like, Springs. Here's Bobby Hoying.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
But to your point.
Yeah, no, he would have been.
I trust Brian Schottenstein to go out and find me some money, though.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
That's right. Eddie was not Heisman Trophy winner, Eddie.
No, not yet.
Coming out of 94.
That'd be the time to cash in,
that's
right?
I mean, Eddie's not making Heisman Trophy money.
Oh, my goodness.
No doubt.
Now, Terry Glenn, probably making some good coin in 94. That's some good dudes.
It's such a different era of trying to navigate the transfer portal, build chemistry with guys that aren't developed through the system necessarily, find needs and places and salary cap this up. A lot of coaches do it, but it drove Saban out.
Yeah.
Probably. He probably was done with that. And Urban has no feel to come back, probably because of that.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of guys that are just tired with the, and I think that you're kind of getting into almost two realms of it, right? You're going to get into, we've got a huge booster who's going to, you know, Texas Tech, Indiana, you know, I mean, us. Like, I mean, you've got those programs that are going to say, yep, we're going to continue to throw as much money as we need to at this. And then you're going to have the programs that are just going to be like, look, man, we're not going to play in the sandbox. We just, you know, we'll take our $20 million salary cap or whatever for the revenue share from the school that comes from the leagues, that comes from the TV money. I mean, and that's what we're going to do. And I think that, you know, you're going to have that disparity and it's going to start to be more clear where, I mean, like you're going to see that, yeah, I mean, is you're going to have the Texas Techs that, okay, they're going to throw it. Now, Oregon's always going to be there. But, I mean, if you look at Oregon and the talent that they have, I mean, that is a – I go back to – I don't know if you – I mean, I know you remember, but Steve Spurrier, Washington Redskins, when Dan Snyder bought the team, and I was on that first team that he bought, it was a train wreck. He was one of the worst owners in the NFL. But shortly after that, he went out and just spent. Like, that just went over the cap, spent, paid Spurrier like something ridiculous, like $5 million a year, which back then was a huge amount of money, and tried to buy a championship. That's what I look at, like, the Oregon's doing. So there's got to be a combination of what, kind of like what we're doing here, what, you know, what they've done at Indiana is bring in the veteran guys. And I mean, and that's what we did, you know, 2 years ago is we held on to our veteran guys and got a couple other ones. So there's a formula to do it. And I think that we've kind of caught on to it. Now, is that going to change? over time is the rules. I mean, the rules have to continue to evolve. They've got to start to bring this back to somewhere close to normality in some way, shape, or form. And then what are you going to have after that? Who knows?
So Hartline takes the gig down there at USF.
Yeah.
And in comes now Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. And so your feel on that, what you think he can do with Coach Day and the weapons over there?
Yeah, I mean, I think he and Ryan probably align pretty well on what they think of offensively, or Ryan wouldn't bring him in here. You know, I think Hartline was a guy who, you know, was stupendous recruiter, great technician, receiver coach, the guy that can do all those things. The experience at the coordinator position, you know, I think that was still a lot of Ryan. I mean, that was still a lot of Ryan, you know, making those calls, scheming, those kind of things. I think Brian was finding his way as a play caller. I think with Smith coming in, I think that for Ryan to bring him in, they are lockstep on what they're doing offensively.
You watched the last two games just like we did. They had stars everywhere, but they got hurt in the trenches. That had to kind of pain you a little bit because, and maybe it's the toughest position to really identify, especially offensive line, how great is someone to pay? Are they losing in that area in your mind? Is that why they lost to Indiana and Miami?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's that. I think that, you know, again, I think just our philosophy, I mean, and I think it was a theory that sounded great, right? Everyone loved the idea of, like, let's slow pace of play, take an entire game out of our session or our season, be ready to go. But, I mean, players know, coaches know, and this is what kind of surprised me about that. Like, you can't ever flip a switch. There's no play. There's no theory, there's no just game plan that you can just not do it all year long under fire. And maybe, you know, you're practicing it or whatever, but there's no way that you can not do it all year under fire and then flip a switch and do it. And I think when push came to shove, they didn't have the confidence in it as coaches to really turn it up, go tempo offense, go, you know, do those things that they knew they needed to do, but they didn't have the confidence because, I mean, you build confidence by doing it, and they haven't done it all year long. So I get, like, why at the end of the day, like, they weren't able to turn it on and do it. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, it is. It's hard. I mean, there's a lot of super talented offensive linemen. And I remember this kid from I did games when I was working for Spectrum. I called his games in Cincinnati, and it was the kid from I can't remember. I think it was LaSalle who ended up, he was like the number one offensive tackle in the country and ended up going to Clemson. And I remember, like, everyone complained.
Jackson,
like,
oh, Carman.
Jackson, yeah. Carman. That's right. And I was like, that kid can go to Clemson. He's not going to be good. I mean, and again, he was good enough, and he was, you know, drafted by the Bengals, but he's supremely talented. But I watched that kid play probably three high school games. I'm like, this kid doesn't. He's got no dog. There's not that in him.
He was a five-star.
Yeah. I mean, and you can be a five-star because you're 6'7", and you're 320, and you can run this and run that. But, I mean, to play offensive line at a high level, you've got to really have some dirtiness in you.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just the facts. I mean, as sweet and as nice, and if you meet him on the street, as Orlando Pace is, I mean, there are times where he and I, like, got into him because he wouldn't take it. I mean, and that's the kind of, you need the guy that at least has that switch. And I don't know if we're missing that somehow in our recruiting or development or whatever, but that's, I think we have it on the defensive line to a great extent. I think the offensive line is where we really need to look at how we're getting that again.
It's going
to
be a big offseason for them because we were reacting to yesterday. Bryson Shaw, a kid that used to play here, went out to USC, and he was kind of going back and forth with Steel Chambers on Twitter about the USC game this year and thinking that USC is going to be able to get after Ohio State up front. So maybe some programs out there that have respectable talent are smelling a little blood in the water. So they're going to have to answer that call this year.
They are, not with USC. I mean, USC can't stop anybody from scoring 60 points on
bring
them.
That up.
I've got a really good friend who's a doctor who went to USC, and, like, we're in a group chat, and he always tries to talk trash. I'm like, dude, just stop. Till you guys can hold someone under 30, just don't even mention anything.
That's fair.
Yeah, they don't want to tout. We've got most of our defense coming back.
Yeah.
Really? Well, is that a positive?
Who did they just sign, like, Alex Grinch to be their defensive coordinator? Yeah. He's like, we got Alex Grinch. I'm like, dude, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing for you.
Final 60 seconds with our friend Matt Finkus, former Buckeye legendary defensive end. Best thing you remember from playing with Vrabes here at Ohio State?
I mean, playing, you know, there's a lot of great things. I mean, he was always just a high intensity, high motor. And I think, you know, when we played, we always pushed each other. You know, we were close in our stats and stuff, and we had a really good, we watched film a ton together. And I think it was just, you know, constantly pushing each other to be better.
Well done, my man.
Thanks, man.
This is a lot of fun. We got to have you in more often.
Anytime, but I'm right around the corner.
You used to do this every day, but we won't make you do it every day.
I can't do it every day. I'll start talking about your sponsors to get fired.
Yeah. Well done, my man. Love this guy. Matt Finkus, glad he came in for us today. We'll continue with Super Bowl talk when we come back. Vrabel gets the question heard around the world. We've got a take on that as well. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
1, 2, 3. Here in the Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
Finding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Statistics show that roughly 20 veterans die by suicide every day in the United States. Canines for Warriors is the leading nonprofit organization providing highly trained service dogs to veterans with PTSD and other invisible wounds of war. Backed by scientific research, Canines for Warriors has transformed the lives of more than 1,000 veterans, helping them reclaim their independence. To find out more, please visit caninesforwarriors.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. It's a big night for both the Ohio State men's and women's basketball programs. Jake Diebler and the men's team heads to Maryland tonight to face the Terrapins at 8:30. The Buckeyes 6.5-point favorites on the road. We will have it for you right here on The Fan, beginning with Brandon Beam and The Fan warm-up show at 7:30. Over on The Fan 2 this evening, you can hear the 9th-ranked Lady Bucks there on a West Coast 2-game string. First up, the Washington Huskies at 9 tonight. Tyler Danberg has pregame coverage beginning at 8:45. The Winter Olympics are underway in Milan Cortina. Team USA Women's Ice Hockey just beat Team Czechia 5-1. Ohio State junior Joy Dunn scored the second goal of the game for the U.S. The men and Zach Werenski start play 1 week from today, taking on Elvis Merzlikins and Team Latvia at 3. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two have a ton in common. Anthony loves hockey, and Maddie's always cold. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, hour number two. We appreciate Matt Finkus coming in.
Shout out to Matt. It's awesome.
I loved covering those teams. I know the 90s were a rough time for Ohio State and what they didn't get.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer, and you can't go back and replay them. But if that team gets a second bite at the apple in a 12-team playoff, that talent, those teams in the 90s.
Great shot to get it done.
5-96.
Great shot to get it done.
And I'm... he had the moment, the irony of all ironies, and we didn't ask him this, although he mentioned Indiana on his own, but the fact that he had the highlight of all highlights back in 96 at Indiana. The Hoosiers are at midfield. They're driving in a 10-10 game, I think. Jay Rogers is the quarterback, and the Big Cat and Finkus combine on that strip, and Maddie takes it all the way, and it's weird now, I'm sure, even in his mind, if you go, where are we? That would be 30 years later, Indiana's winning a natty in football. Like, it's got to be so weird for him to even think about it. But this is the era we're in. I saw USC spent, was it $10 to $12 million on this recruiting class?
Mm-hmm.
Not proven guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not guys to retain.
Complete unknowns.
$12 million. Come on in.
Yeah, and I think some of these programs that have a history like USC, like where you had the Pete Carroll era and some of the years before that to where they had some really good players and teams, I think there is a motivation amongst fan bases and amongst people that are big time, you know, financial people to get back to those glory days, right? And then if you're a program like Ohio State, if you're a program like at Oregon, you want to stay at the level and the level of success you've made have for years and years and years. So everybody's got just different motivation in different parts of the country right now, but that's just the game you have to play to a certain degree. You have to. If you want to compete with the big dogs, and if you're a team that wants to become a big dog, you have to have strong financial backing, and then you have to have a coach that can coach it all up the way that, you know, a Cignetti has, like a Coach Day has in some of these other programs. So, yeah, it's always interesting to hear the former players talk about NIL now. Because just the what ifs that they play in their mind. Like Finkus just did it with us. And I don't blame those guys at all, because just the game has completely changed. You just talked about, you know, if we could have picked his brain about Indiana, like those guys at the time never thought this day would come. Like back then as players, they maybe thought that I was deserving of some stuff, but to think that the game is where it is now 20, 30 years later, and these guys are making hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars, it's just hard to wrap your mind around this, I'm sure, as a guy that used to go out there and grind every day and go out there on Saturdays and make plays.
It's weird because there's no guarantee that any of these guys are going to work out and be worth the money they are. Yeah. I mean, I would say that most of them would not. And if you're paying a five-star tight end $5 million, he better be the next Travis Kelce. Like that has to be something that really pays off. And I know USC is saying that their class was front-loaded before revenue sharing went into effect last summer, but you also have to find a program like USC, someone that's had great success, that has been a blue-chip program, that has fallen on hard times, and there's enough energy in the alum base to be done with that and be embarrassed enough by it and then want to buy their way out of it. The part you really get into trouble with, and I can't give you a perfect example of this right now, is either a program that's never been one, that it's like, no, it's going to take way too much money, we're not going to be able to do it. Or you tell them, in this era, you can. Like India, I don't love the whole, if Indiana's proven anything, any program can do it. No, because that would be taking away from Cignetti. That'd be saying that any warm body then could do it if you get the talent.
And not every university has a Mark Cuban and some other guys that are on deck that are ready to connect the dots, too, with a coach like Cignetti.
First, you have to be able to get the talent, but you have to have the right person in the culture. And he had a lot of people transfer in with him, and maybe that is the formula. But it's one of those things that you have to be, because Ohio State went through this a little bit in the beginning. And I remember talking about this on the air a lot, that Ohio State was not one of the first to the table because Ohio State had so much more to offer than any other school. And they thought what they were offering had, you could put a price tag on what they were offering. The training, the coaching, the platform, the history, the tradition, the big games, the NFL, the alumni, all that. Like, they have so much to sell that they thought, wait a minute, this isn't enough?
Nope, not
putting
anymore.
Putting you in the pros isn't enough?
Not anymore.
Training you, developing you, all that?
Yeah.
You get coached by, like,
I want all that and then some, Coach Rothman.
Well,
that's what I want.
And that's why they were late to the table, is because they were losing to schools they shouldn't lose to when it comes to talent. And so they had to get back on board, and now they have. But I think the tough part is, when they were losing to Michigan, you know, there was a thought of that's, they were in the camp of, that they never, their alumni want to buy their way out of that. Like, even if Michigan was cheating, and they were. And by the way, you're going to laugh at this. I went back for some stupid reason. I'm cleaning out the DVR for the Olympics because I need to have.
Where's your percentage at right now? Mine's about,
I'm at about 40 some odd percent.
You can cook with that then. That's plenty of room.
Well, I had to clean it
out.
That's
what I'm saying. You're good now. Yeah.
Because I'm going to be DVRing a bunch of Olympics, and I need to have room. So I'm cleaning it out. And I still had the 24 Ohio State Michigan game here.
Okay.
The one they lost 13-10.
And by the way, when you're recording games, you always got to do an extra hour on that thing.
Actually,
that's what you got to do.
Yes.
Add
usually.
An extra hour.
But
that.
The beauty of this one is it ended right where I needed it to. Like when Howard had that incompleted fourth down, like I had about 3 minutes left.
Because there's
so
nothing.
I got all the fight. Sawyer ripping the flag away. I got all that. The big scrum in the middle. I got all that.
I had to learn the hard way recording stuff, whether it was like shows or a sporting event, catch it up. It's like, let's say the game went to overtime or something, and I didn't add that extra half hour to an hour, and I just like, what the hell happened? I didn't watch the end of the game. So half hour to an hour when you're recording, that's the rule. You gotta roll like that.
So here's what happened at the end of that game. So I watched it, and Michigan is playing for a field goal at the end, as we all know. It's 10-10. They're trying to make Ohio State use their timeouts. Yeah. There's like a minute and a half left, and they're running up the gut. They got their kicker. He's going to kick a 20-yarder, and they're going to go up 13-10. And they played real conservative at the end. They didn't go for a touchdown. And when they had the ball at the end, the camera cuts to Sherrone Moore. And Gus Johnson says, I'm gonna record this on my TV and maybe play it for you. He says, This guy's got a future. This is one of the great brains in all of college football, and he's gonna beat Ohio State again. He goes all in on that Sherrone Moore is the next greatest thing in college coaching.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes later, after they stop Ohio State, and Sherrone turns to the fans and starts waving and does the.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming he's taunting Ohio State fans.
For sure.
I don't think he's waving to his Michigan fans.
No, I don't think so. He's saying goodbye.
And then,
go home.
And then Gus says, this is within 2 minutes, where he just glosses like the fact that he's the next greatest thing in coaching. He goes,
it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable.
He says, on the air, he's talking like he's Sherrone Moore. He's like, you see, we did it this. We didn't cheat this time.
Oh, come on.
This is within 2 minutes.
Come on.
The next greatest brain in college coaching. And 2 minutes later, we got it done legit this time,
wow,
Buckeye fan.
Jeff Sawyer.
You got to. Wait, give me that again.
Wow, Jeff Sawyer.
I love it.
I do too. I love his energy, man. Like it brings another level of just pop for me personally when an announcer feels the way that Gus Johnson feels. If you can find the Denzel Ward call, I would appreciate that. If that's in the system, the barbecue back there, you didn't invite me call.
But
I love that one too.
How in the world could you go from this is the next best great coaching brain in the sport to we got it done this time and we didn't cheat to do it?
That's absurd. I don't know. That's
crazy. I'm gonna take both these. I still have. And by the way, I didn't delete it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
But we're dipping at about 48% before the Olympics.
What are the things on your DVR right now that you will not delete outside of the sporting events? Like, is there a movie?
Indiana Miami game.
Okay, but outside of sporting events, is there anything on there that you will not delete?
I've had a tough time deleting.
Yeah.
Movies are on all the time. So I do have a couple in there.
Okay. I just didn't know if you had a couple close to your heart. You're just like, hey, these are staying. These are absolute locks.
I have The Sting in there, you know, the movie. Okay. I have an old football movie called Heaven Can Wait. I love that one.
Okay.
Warren Beatty. I still have that. Stuff that's not on very much, and I get it, and it's uncut.
I've never asked you this. As the biggest movie guy I've ever met in my life, do you have or did you have a big DVD collection? Like a ton of DVDs when DVDs were hot?
No, I had DVDs, but when I found out you could play them on your PlayStation.
That was a loophole.
And you didn't need a DVD player.
That was a loophole.
That was pretty huge.
Yeah, because I was playing a lot of those on my PS2, but I think you needed when Blu-ray came out. And Blu-ray at the time was that 4K then? Was that supposed to be our 4K then?
I thought DVDs were supposed to be the next greatest HD kind of thing, and I remember popping in a Mission Impossible and
what is this?
It doesn't look too great. I mean, it wasn't as clear as it should have been. All right, we're going to come back, and we'll play you that question that Vrabel got that he answered seriously, but I really don't think it was meant to be. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Ortenschlager to the sideline, caught first.
Hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
It's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for us today and chilly. Temperatures will be getting into the low 20s and our feels like could be into the negatives. As we go into tonight, expect skies to be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the teens. Friday, snow develops as we go into the morning, becoming a little bit heavier as we go toward the lunch hour. We could see 1 to 2 inches possible. Daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Weeping your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Anthony can follow direction very well as long as he first prints out MapQuest. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
So, coach speak is a real thing, especially before a game like this. Where I know we make such a big deal out of pre-gaming the Super Bowl and the pre-game hype, and I prefer more analysis of the game from these guys versus the Q&A with the players and the coach, because, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't good questions to ask, but the answers you get are probably going to be pretty vanilla, and that's fine. You can turn them into whatever you want to turn them into. So when Vrabel got this question, I knew the history of it, and most people, we throw out the word must win all the time when it's not a must win. A must win is an elimination game, by definition. If you don't win, your season's over. That's a must win. Everything else is a psychology test. Like that if you don't win it, the odds would say the series is over, or you won't make the playoffs even though you're not mathematically eliminated. Like we throw around this must win, and I'm not saying it's not real, but it's not real 100%. The only real time it is when you know it's your last game if you don't win. And so this guy, Dave Damschek, who works for a Football America podcast, makes this an annual deal, I guess. And he kind of teased his plans to ask it on media night. Somebody said, you know, it's a huge game this weekend, must win. And Dave's like, I'm not sure, but I intend to find out. And when he asked Vrabel, I think this kind of was like, people were like getting on him, like, what a stupid question. And then it turned out to be even more of a stupid answer because Rabes didn't look at him and go, not funny, next question, right? So here's the interaction.
Is this a must-win game?
A must-win? Yeah, every time we go out is a must-win game. I mean, it's kind of the attitude that I've always taken in the National Football League.
So he clearly was almost like, in a way, I think Vrabel was so tunnel-visioned that he was just like, he didn't even really think about, okay, yeah, we're going to try hard to win, and that's what we always do, and next question. Like, because it obviously is a very stupid question. It's a Super Bowl.
So you're telling me that this is a bit for this
guy?
Yeah,
I think it's a bit. That and I don't think people thought it was a bit.
He does this.
Well, I don't know about every year, but it sounds like he's been doing it for a while.
Interesting. Okay, I mean, look.
Is this a must-win game? For what?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I'll tell you what would have been better if you add to it. Well, he would have never answered this. Is it a must-win? It's a must-win game if Vrabel ever wants to be considered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, you got to win this game.
You probably need one. Yeah, you probably need one. Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of the reason I brought it up is it caught fire in that it was a stupid question and it was a bit. It wasn't a real legit question.
Okay, now I just need to. I'm surprised we don't have the evidence of this guy doing this a lot or doing this at a whole bunch of Radio Rows or whatever it may be. And so, look, Vrabe's response, I'm not surprised by that. Like a lot of head coaches, I think, have that mentality of, hey, you know, just every day we got to stay locked in, every game we got to have, yada, yada, yada. Like, I get that from his perspective, but I think you nailed it off the top. And like the finality of your season makes this an absolute must win. And so what?
No, it's just I'm laughing because Vrabel just kept it straight. Like so
I think that's
straight.
Just how coaches are
that's
with the media.
That's
like,
what I'm
you know,
telling you.
Like they're trying to get in and out, there's a lot of canned answers that you can go to as a coach and player.
And he did.
That'll get you through a media session. And those guys have been trained since high school, college, whatever it is, to hey, when you hear this type of question, this is how you answer. And that's why I always say I appreciate the guys that kind of go off the beaten path. Just
I
a little
wanted
bit.
Him to go back at him.
What do you mean?
Must win in what sense?
For who? Us?
That I'm going to get fired if I lose?
Right.
Somehow the world's going to explode if we lose? In what sense are you saying it's a must win? And then he would have gotten even more of the bit that he was probably going after.
What if he gave you like the Shanahan answer? And he's like, remember, he was Kyle Shanahan. He was like, I don't even know if we're all going to be here on Sunday. I don't remember exactly what
we're
question
all blessed
that
to be
was.
Here, Maddie. Well, it's the Super Bowl. We're blessed to be 4-13 or whatever.
Remember when Shanahan said that? I would love that. I can't remember the exact question.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday.
It's like, whoa.
Well, that's a kind of a fun, that's a funny, like he went over the top going back, which I kind of like. Like, obviously, he didn't mean that, but yeah. It just was a funny.
We're kind blessed of, to be 1-6 in the league.
Where are they at now?
We have our health.
Was that Georgetown?
Great perspective. It really is.
Is that Georgetown TLC?
Sure is.
Georgetown Hoops.
Georgetown currently in the conference is 5-7.
Hot streak.
Moving,
that's right.
Moving on up a little bit.
Forget
don't
this.
Make fun
we're
of this guy.
To be 1-6 in the league.
He how about 5-7? That's how you inspire.
Overall 13-10 in the Big East. They are 5-7.
You know what? He knows what he's doing.
Hey.
He knows his own team.
He does some coaching right
a little
there.
More of, you know, what's the old, what's the...
The sun is up and we're fighting.
That's Georgetown basketball right now.
Sun is up and we're fighting.
Yeah, you get more bees with honey than vinegar, or whatever vinegar. The phrase is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's him.
Uh-huh.
Shoot for the stars, land on the moon, something
that's
like
it.
That.
Okay, little, ceiling is the roof.
Little proclivity for positivity there. I like it. I like
it. He knows his team.
Of course
he knows
does.
What they need.
Got a KYP. Know your personnel, AR. It's important in life. Know your personnel.
Hmm.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm more of a CYA guy, but that's fine.
Oh.
We have time to play this. So there's a former.
He's kind of stuck, I think, on
the CYA.
Yeah,
I'm stuck on the CYA.
I think he's stuck on that.
KYP is know your personnel. CYA. All right. So the Y is your. Something your.
Is this like a generational thing?
I got there here because I just had to. You know,
I'm surprised
go back
that
in the memory
you,
bank.
Huh? Maybe CYA. It means something to your generation differently than mine.
Should I look this up on the incognito browser?
CYA. It doesn't mean see ya. Like, all right, like
see ya.
No, you can look it up. It's nothing horrible. No. I thought like in business and life, I thought you'd get
Coach one. Beard in the chat got me, so we're good.
Okay,
what's the name in the chat?
Coach James Beard? Harden is in the chat.
Yeah, Coach Beard, is that what you said?
Coach Beard 91 is his username.
Shout out to Coach Beard 91. Appreciate you being in the chat. Appreciate you, man.
Maddie, do you want to tap dance?
Oh, by the way, other people in the chat from earlier in the show, we're telling you to keep the beard. They like it.
This is
a lot of popularity about the beard.
Done,
thanks, chat. I appreciate you guys.
Done.
Decided to do it to look even older than I am, but it was more kind of goaded into this based on laziness and it being really cold and who wants to shave anymore. And then Maddie's always been, and I didn't think I could really pull it off. And it's, you
I've
know.
Had confidence. I believed in you. I believed in you. You're at a point now.
Over 30 degrees, though, I said it's probably got to go. And we're going to get to 48 next week, I guess. Yeah, but I agree with you.
I'll snow out of here.
I don't know where the over-under is going to be.
We told you, though, hey, the Blue Jackets with where they are, they're always in playoff mode now. So it may as well be a playoff beard.
So you're saying
gotta keep it.
It's a must win. Yeah, you're right. We kind of did it when Bones got hired.
You're cutting this thing on
weird.
Tuesday is what you're telling
me? No, I don't think so now because I think it's the I gotta ride it through the Olympic break. Because
now I'm looking at...
Yeah, that's like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm here for it, AR. I'm looking at 40 degrees on Tuesday.
The Ides of March, maybe that's...
So Rothman initially said he will keep it through the weather being below freezing. That was the
initial one that made it.
But now we're bumping it back to February 22nd.
Yeah, I'm not going
to.
Yeah, because I want to root for Team USA, and I just feel like now the hockey beard is here, and you got to just ride
it out.
You
can't go the other way.
Plus, they're on this epic streak going in.
What is happening?
What's happening is that they got the ultimate wake-up call at a very good time.
Hey, Elvis told us. New coach.
Elvis is the fact that
he saw the vision early.
Back to back shutouts with different goalies for the first time in history.
Did you see what Bill Simmons said today?
Yeah, he gave him some credit.
That was because of the irrelevant thing.
So the NHL tweeted out last night, 7 wins in a row for the Blue Jackets. He quote tweets it and says their most relevant moment of the 21st century ?
No. They swept.
Thank you.
One of the most successful teams the last 25 years in Tampa.
But he's got some static with the Jacket fan base right now. He's not letting up.
It's just kind of fun for him. That's fine. I think that this was give it to Don Waddell right now because the fact that the Big Don knew that they're playing Calgary and Vancouver at home, two teams that they believe they could beat. Mm-hmm. The fact that he knew how many games he had before the break. He knew that if they just wallowed into the break, they were history. There's just no way they would have done it.
So those were must-wins.
I mean, let's put it this way. They're 10-1, and they're still not a playoff team. So that tells you exactly where this is. Right. Now, the great news is they're in the rearview mirror, and they're coming fast.
Mm-hmm. Talk about
New York Islanders, get ready. You're 2 points up on the Jackets, and we have a game in hand. So it's essentially even if you look at it that way.
Yeah. You know how in The Wire where Omar was coming, he started whistling. You could hear Omar coming around the corner. It's kind of where the Jackets. Yeah, that whistle's getting louder and louder.
Did Negan whistle also in?
Dude, Felix Bautista has that whistle as part of his closer entrance for the Orioles.
That's incredible.
It's amazing.
In The Walking Dead,
he was whistling with the barbed wire. How'd you like to go out by via Lucille?
You know, people didn't tell me to be ready for that. I was ready for a lot of stuff in The Walking Dead because the zombie stuff is the zombie stuff. Yeah. You know, I've always been into it, but I wasn't ready for that.
When they had them all lined up,
I wasn't ready for that.
Eeny, meeny, miny,
that was
which
rough.
Dome is about to go?
That was not good. I wasn't ready. We're ready for Dan Dockich in 2 minutes. He will be joining us from Radio Row. We'll attack the basketball Bucks and a lot of football. Rothman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Grove City.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Maddie ranked the most dynamic duo of all time, Caesar Salad and Moscow Mule. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, it's that time. He's our buddy. He's Dan Dockich. Don't at me on Outkick. And, of course, the Indy Sports Ticket. And he's coming to us from San Francisco, the Rice and Roni treat, cable cars, and a lot of other weird stuff that he probably has seen already, my man. How's life out there?
Oh, that's really funny. The Rice and Roni treat, man. People are looking around going, what is he talking about?
Exactly.
How old are these guys?
That's right.
Man?
I just dated him.
That's really, really funny. You know what? Interesting. You know, I'm not one of those guys. I've covered 50 Super Bowl. I've been out enough, and this is the most overwhelming I've heard people say. Hey, look, I'm all in on Seattle. That's who I got. I got Seattle. That's it. And I'm like, wow. I mean, like everybody, like, wow. Okay. I didn't really see that coming. But that seems to be the thing. But that's great. McAfee's kind of the star, which is cool because he's great to everybody. And it's fun. The energy's great.
I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since the whole Daniel Jones experiment went left and Anthony Richardson, that experiment has gone left. What's been the vibe in Indy about the quarterback position? Where are we at with that?
You know, it's really a fascinating thing. Like, Daniel Jones is not necessarily going to be the guy when they start because of injury. And, you know, I was asking a buddy of mine last night who works with the Colts, what are you going to do? He goes, well, we're signing Daniel Jones, and Anthony Richardson got to go to work and be ready. And this might ultimately be a great opportunity for Anthony Richardson. You know, the whole idea of, Lou Gehrig, you know, Wally Pipp, yeah, that kind of thing. He's going to get a chance. I hope so. That kid is so talented. I really like him. So I hope, but the Colts have a guy they kind of like as a second or third stringer, and Riley Leonard. Daniel Jones played well until he didn't and got hurt, and Anthony Richardson's the up-and-comer, so they feel good about it. But I think you kind of got to make it up. Like, you got to make up feeling good about it. It ain't great.
Yeah, the Anthony Richardson thing I think is really amazing, because over the last 25 years, and you probably know this doing the show and talking about him, there were like seven quarterbacks, Double D, to run a sub-4.5 at the combine. And this guy was the first to do it at 230 plus pounds. Yeah. Like, he ran a 4.44 at 230 plus. What a freak.
When you see him, that's exactly, when you see him, you go, all right. And he's a great kid. Like, I mean, a great dude, fun, smart. But when you see him, you're like, all right, what sport you want to play and what position you want to play? You want to be Aaron Judge, play baseball? You want to be a tight end? You want to be – what do you want to do? Because that's – he looks perfect. You know what I mean? Like, and then you add what you just said. A lot of guys, you know, look perfect but can't run or can't – hey, man, I've seen film of him dunking a basketball. I've seen film of him running. He throws the ball from here, from me to you. I mean, it's insane. And, you know – everybody knows this that cover sports. I think the hardest position in sports is quarterback, and I think we expect guys to come out of college and all of a sudden be great. Sam Darnold's on his 15, for crying out loud, you know, and Drake May's on his first in his second year. It takes all kinds. So I'm personally, me, and I don't think Indianapolis actually shares this, the majority, but me personally, I hope it works out great for this kid, and I hope he becomes a star, because – yeah, you're old enough to, and I'm old enough to remember Jim Plunkett. He came out and was a bust. Yeah. The next thing you know, he comes back, two Super Bowls, and away Raiders. We go. So
yeah.
So I hope, I really do. I really like the kid. I just do, and I hope this works out.
So we were talking some Buckeye hoops yesterday. You know, one thing I brought up was Bruce Thornton, Dan, and I think for me personally, I want to see him more aggressive. I want to see him get more shots up. I know he's got a lot on his plate, but I just think, man, if they're going to go and do some things in March and in the Big Ten tournament and all that stuff, I want him to unload the clip a little bit more. What do you think?
God, I'm so with you on that. I was going to talk about that, because I've said this on your show. You know, we talk about, going back to football, players not plays late in games. You know, I've always said this about the Big Ten. The Big Ten is the best scouted league in the country. Okay, so how do you win consistently? Well, you win consistently by Bruce Thornton going on a run that all of a sudden catches the attention of the nation. And, you know, like, 25-12 every night, that kind of thing. And there's no such thing, and people, I think fans, they misconstrue things. There's no such thing as being selfish when you're Bruce Thornton. He's proven that he'll give the ball up. He's proven he's a team guy. He's proven he'll try to lead. But now it's time to say, you know what? I'm going to take this over. And I've seen this. Truthfully, I've seen this in college basketball. I first learned it in 1983. And we won the Big Ten, had to beat Ohio State with good, and Randy Whitman was a player of the year. And he just said, screw all the rest of you guys. Give me the freaking ball and I'll make whatever needs to happen happen. And I've watched that ever since. And Bruce Thornton is in that position. You know, some guys, he's going to come out in the draft. So he's trying to be selfish, trying to put up. No. Bruce Thornton is beyond that. He really is. And there should be games where, you know, Bruce Thornton either scored or assist on the last 20 Buckeye points and they beat whoever, you know, and Maryland coming up. I do that, or Virginia coming up, whatever. That's what has to happen in this time of year. Screw the rest. We're not trying to develop now. We're trying to win. I just had this conversation with my son at Illinois State, actually. I'm like, you got these two guys that are your best players. Screw the rest. Screw trying to figure out how to put people in the lineup. Get your two best players playing great and then figure it out.
You believe in trap games?
You guys agree with that? Yeah. You guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Listen, against Wisconsin, though, he, like, Maddie's right. I mean, he's your guy. You got to ride with him. But Wisconsin's such a weird team because they have bigs. And whenever he gets to the mid-range, even when Mobley got to the mid-range, his step back was getting blocked. Like, Wisconsin does that to you.
And, you know, I was going to talk about that, too. That's the biggest change in the Big Ten. And, you know, I'm watching Michigan, and I'm watching USC. And I'm watching Wisconsin. The length of the wing slash, we used to call them two guard or three man. The length is unbelievable. You don't see any longer 6'4" guy. You're seeing 6'10" guys. You know, it's funny you mention that because I was watching that game and that was kind of un-Wisconsin like. It was very like, hey, wait a second. Where's big old Butch? You know, that kid, Brian Butch, or where's, you know, the polar bear, I guess, is saying, you know, that kind of thing. So, no, I'm with you on that. It's that's a big change in the Big Ten right there, to your point.
Do you
I know it's off track, but that's
No, that's good. Do you believe, when you were coaching, did you believe in trap games? Like, do they exist with your team? Because, obviously, we get Michigan here on Sunday, and we get Maryland on the road tonight. A game they should win, but did you have to avoid that? Do coaches think about trap games?
I think you have to avoid that when you're talking about a rival. Okay. I think you have to, you know, when in a rivalry that's important, not a made up rival, but an important rivalry like Indiana, Purdue, Michigan, Ohio State, that kind of. I think you have to avoid that. I think your infrastructure. We mentioned Thornton taking over games late. I'm going to mention Thornton in the locker room today, getting teams ready, or yesterday, getting teams ready. I'll mention that. You know, that is a big deal. And he's got to be the guy. They have to have a collective effort and to not do that. Coaches are going to talk about it, guys. Coaches are going to do what coaches do. They're going to prepare. They're going to, hey, it's a trap game, blah, blah, blah. But, yes, I do believe in it. And I do believe in internal leadership. And if you don't have that, you may have a problem tonight against a team that's really bad.
All right, our random question of the week for Dan Dockage is here. You ready to go?
Yeah, of course, my favorite part of the week.
So yesterday, a topic came up. One of the hosts on his show here brought up going to a high-end steakhouse for the first date. Are you in or out on taking whoever you're with to a high-end steakhouse on the first date?
If I say no, I'm lying. Mm. I took my wife to St. Elmo's when I was divorced Lady and I reconnected, and I took her to St. Elmo. So my answer would be, if I say no, but I would rather go sit at a bar and talk and get to know one another as opposed to, you know, that. But I had a great time, and she ended up marrying me. So, yeah, take a woman to a high-end steakhouse. Hell yeah, St. Elmo's. Actually, we did a combination. My favorite restaurant in the world or place to sit is St. Elmo's in the bar. On the tables. You've been to St. Elmo's. Yeah. There's white tablecloth tables. My favorite place in the world. So that's why I took her there. So I kind of did the combination of things. I took her to a high-end steakhouse, but a bar as well. How about that?
All right, real quick, I got a random one. There's one booth available left at St. Elmo's. Signetti, Caitlin Clark, and Tyrese Halliburton all walk in. Who's getting the booth right now?
Signetti, not even close.
Nice.
I mean, if you asked me last April or May or June, Halliburton, not even close. If you ask me, whenever, Caitlin Clark for a minute, but no, Signetti right now. He is king, and we all genuflect and bow down.
Who? Absolutely. All right, my man. All right, have a great time, brother.
See you, brother. See you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Danny Dockage, Double D from Radio Row in San Francisco on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, we're going to come back with a Buckeye Bulletin. And what JSN, the former Buckeye, brings to the Super Bowl table on Sunday. We'll let you know that and his odds to score a touchdown. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Are you ready to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
cash terms.
Common Man and Timmy.
When I would go to visit my grandparents at the senior citizen home, I did quite well. By quite well, I don't mean I was having sex with the senior citizen.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan. It's sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows and get four free plus an extra 10% off from windownation.com.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. Jake Diebler's boys at Maryland. We talked about that with Dokic. This being a trap game, it really shouldn't be because Maryland's not good enough to maybe be in the category of trap worthy.
1-9 in the conference on the Terps, yep.
But that's why I brought up Michigan on Sunday, and Dokic confirmed that. That since it is a rival, that Maryland would constitute being a trap of some kind for Ohio State. The good news is, it's good news and bad news. The good news is that everyone's getting Ohio State's full attention. Ohio State doesn't have the luxury right now of looking past anybody.
That's right.
Because they need wins. So that's the good news. The bad news is the obvious, which is they need wins. And they can't afford to get tripped up here. And I like the fact that they are playing tougher basketball. Like, it feels that way to me. The Wisconsin game, giving up 92. That's bad.
Yeah, you won't be living there.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So I think they're 7.5-point favorites tonight on the road at 8:30, and then they'll be home for Michigan on Sunday. So you want to get this one because if they were to lose this game tonight, yeah, I could make the case that Michigan will light their fire and
would that become a must win?
No. It's not a must win.
No, I'm saying if they lose to it's Maryland today on the road.
It'd be a much needed win, but not a must win.
Okay. Oh, I think I'm going to keep asking that question until you say yes on one. When in your mind.
I'll probably say it around, well, it depends what their record is. If they were to beat Maryland, lose to Michigan, beat USC, lose to Virginia, like if it goes that route, then I might get to
one of the Michigan State Purdue's would have to be a must win, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Oh,
not so fast.
Hold up, player.
Well, I'd have to look at the bracket and see if they get in the Big Ten. You know, they'd be in the Big Ten. Yeah. They run the table in the Big Ten.
Run the table in the Big Ten.
So it technically would not be a must, right?
All you got to do
is run
the table.
I'm just saying, we're speaking in mathematical terms. They would not be out of it. So it wouldn't, by definition, be a must win.
I got you. Okay. I happen to think there's a few must wins that pop up, even though technically they probably aren't, but I think kind of the way I look at things, there are a few of those throughout a season where you got to have, even if it's just an emotional thing sometimes, like getting off, you know, a losing streak or whatever, like some of those for me are must wins.
The season ended today, according to Bracketology, they would be in.
Okay. It's good to hear.
All right.
It's good to hear.
Let's go to another former Buckeye who's got a massive game on Sunday, and that's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So I looked this up the other day, only 8 wide receivers have won Super Bowl MVP. The most recent one was Cooper Kupp that we talked about, that he did it four years ago.
And the one before that was Jules, right? Julian Edelman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's an award that has always been reserved for the quarterback. But if there's one guy that maybe you'd want to sprinkle a little bit on, it might be JSN. And there is, now, him to score a touchdown in the game is
plus 125.
I'm going to go minus 110.
It is minus 110.
It's good. Whoa!
It's a good call.
Yeah, I like how he surprised
waterfalls,
himself.
Waterfalls, where are you? Waterfalls.
You smell a little fishy to UAR?
Very proud of you. That's very nice.
Play my theme music.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why don't we have theme music?
Oh, we can.
You know, like how?
All right, Rothman, would you like Who Let the Dogs Out or Atomic Dog?
Why? I don't get to pick my own theme music?
Oh, it's got
to
have dogs
in
it.
You know what I want? I don't want Ice Ice Baby. That's too by the book.
Oh, I like that.
I want.
It's different.
It's too vanilla, literally. Let me, I want Gucci Mane, I'm Icy. I said that's what I want. So I'll pick a couple seconds of that.
Okay.
So Icy by Gucci Mane. That's what I want my theme music to be when I rarely get things right. AR?
You I'll work on that.
I don't know that one. I want to hear it.
Who let the dogs out?
Holy cow. These lyrics are...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to find
that. We'll have to do a quick 10-second snippet.
That's what I want, though. A little Gucci. That's what I want.
I
was about to say,
I think I saw 3 FCC violations in the first line.
AR?
I'm just going back to the JSN thing. Oh, do we have sound with him?
Yes.
I'm just trying to work.
Contemplate
here.
Your theme music while we...
I will work on that.
Okay.
Walk-up music.
Here's him talking about playing on the Super Bowl at age 23.
A lot of great players. Great, great Hall of Fame players. Great players, you know, don't get to be able to be up on this stage. So for me to be able to do it at 23, it's a blessing. And, you know, I give the glory to God. And, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of this moment.
I will be 100% honest with you. I did not know his voice sounded like that.
It's always a fun game for me to play, too. Like, guys you don't hear a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's what his voice sounds like. Fewest amount of yards he's had in a game this year, 72. Well, I'm sorry, I lied. The game against San Francisco in the playoffs was 19. But outside of that, this dude, week in and week out, been an absolute force. And
he led the league, did he not?
That's where I was going, brother. Yeah. I'm with you, man. Like, in I don't know
with
if there's
Sam
a lot of,
Darnold.
And a tight
All
end.
Pro.
And a... Who's their number two wide receiver that you really love, right? Who's the tight end that you really love that's really been popping
Barner.
Off? And so exactly, right? And so to your point, like, yeah, this guy
might score.
The focus for defense is every single week to stop him, and they have not been able to do it.
He does what every coach wants. He gets open. He just does, and he catches most things that are thrown his way. And he's not a big dude. He is a great route runner, and he's got great hands, and he is he's a star.
Yeah, he's what they absolutely hoped that they would get when they drafted him, right? Is these type of performances, and he couldn't have timed it up any better because...
And his birthday is Valentine's Day.
Okay, I thought you were going to say tomorrow or Sunday. I was going to be like, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, he couldn't have timed this up any better because he's about to get a contract extension, too, this offseason. So, win or lose, the bank account's going to be looking real, real good for
what
JSN
if you
come
asked him, lie detector.
Mm-hmm.
You win Sunday. We guarantee you get a ring.
Okay.
But the money is not where you want it.
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm just throwing out hypothetical. I want to find out what's more important to him. The ring or the money?
What kind of
I'll
a team
tell you
player
how I
you?
Would answer this. You already know what I'm saying. I need
screw the ring.
45 a year. The whole legacy stuff, like, you're stamping your legacy by your individual stats. That's what you're doing. It. Like, if he stays on this path with these type of numbers, he's a Hall of Famer without the Super Bowls. So I need the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson back.
Yeah. Cam Newton wouldn't trade his MVP for a Super Bowl. And maybe he's not alone.
AR, you're taking the ring? You're taking the ring.
I mean, I'm not he's not going to sacrifice that much money in this hypothetical, but...
But if I presented your hypothetical to you as the wide receiver...
Winning the biggest game in the world, it's tough to say that at 23.
And you've made it to this point in the season already where it's right there?
Mm. There's never a guarantee you'll be back, and there's never a guarantee if you are back that you'll actually win.
But what if I slid a sheet of paper across and said, here's 4 years for 140, and 110's guaranteed at 23?
Instead of how much?
Just 120.
No, I'm saying drop. You need to take the ring, and then you have that contract, and then let's say I cut that down to, I don't know, 80 million guaranteed.
So I'd be giving up 20, 30 million guaranteed for the ring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an age thing. It's a generational thing. It's like... I think your younger self would say, take the money. The older self says,
take the money.
I want that ring. all right, so he's minus 110 to score.
Okay.
Good call by TLC. Looks pretty strong right now.
It's a good matchup. He and Christian Gonzalez, you know, that'll be fun to watch.
Think about that theme music, Rothman.
Well, I'm working on it. The quarterback who is sitting at home, one player says he knows exactly why. You'll hear that top of the hour. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
I wish I'd gotten treated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The NBA's trade deadline at 3 p.m. today. One of the biggest questions has been answered already. The Milwaukee Bucks are telling teams that they are keeping forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. A big night for the Ohio State basketball programs. Jake Diebler's squad heads to Maryland for a matchup with the Terrapins at 8:30. The Buckeyes 6.5-point favorites in this one. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan, beginning with The Fan warm-up show at 7:30. Over on The Fan, too, you can hear the ninth-ranked Lady Bucks this evening. They're out west taking on the Washington Huskies at 9. Tyler Danberg has pregame coverage beginning at 8:45. The Winter Olympics got underway this afternoon. Team USA's women's ice hockey team beat Team Czechia 5-1. Ohio State junior Joy Dunn scored the second goal of the game for the Americans. The men's team and Zach Werenski start play next Thursday.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Hour number three, Rothman and Ice, 2:30, Dom Luschishin, the writer for The Athletic, covering the National Hockey League and also the Olympics.
Yeah.
So we'll get his feel on the value that I'm finding on Sweden right now before the Olympics. If I was going to go non-Canada, non-USA.
No, I don't like hearing that, AR.
You gotta Yes, I'm all Team USA, but I'm trying to find some value somewhere.
When TLC hits him up, we got to find out whether he's there or not. Because when I texted him, he said, I got to be around during the women's USA game. So I don't know if that means I got to be around a TV. To watch the game and then write about it, or if he's actually physically there, hoping that he's there so we can do a little vibe check of, you know, the scenery.
We also got to check on the pronunciation of his last name.
I think I got it. Luschishin.
Yeah. Luschishin.
Couldn't spell it to save my life, but I think he's I can say it.
A lot of C's and Z's in there.
There is a player, I believe, in baseball whose nickname is the password. Because his last...
He just got traded to the Pirates.
Okay, so he's on your team.
His first name.
But his last name, when you see it, AR, kind of reminds me of Dom. The Dom's, where there's a lot going on. But that nickname, it's fire. The password, I think it's pretty cool.
Seems like John Stinction or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Dysfunction Junction.
So he's in Italy.
We don't know. I'm not sure.
The guy on the top bunk makes the guy's bet on the bottom bunk. If we were in Germany, I'd make yours. We're in Italy. You've got to make mine.
Animal House.
No, but in the ball,
similar
in
vibe?
In the ball yard of years and
I'm just coming up with random
not
crap.
Actors though. Didn't cross acting there. I don't.
Oh, dude, I'm just naming random movies. I have no idea.
No, but you were in the right ball yard as far as years. That's all.
Okay, so that
Animal House was 78.
Was alive, so
Animal House was 78, and this movie would be in 81. Guy in the we're in Italy, so the guy in the top bunk makes the guy in the bottom bunk. We're in Germany, you'd make mine. No,
you'll see. This is your thing, man.
Night at the Museum 2 reference.
Yeah, I think if you probably
Brendan
moved. By the way, that was a good one.
Thank you.
You got that was Night at the Museum 2 that I was quoting.
Yes.
Yeah. Brendan, most popular baby names, 1984. Look it up.
Brandon.
It's Brendan.
Excuse me?
Brundin.
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 My dog's middle name was Brundin.
That's awesome.
And for those of you guessing, yes, I'm white if my dog had a middle name.
I was going to say, that is a first for me.
That's a Caucasian thing.
Giving a dog a full three
names?
And
even then, it's probably even rare within Caucasians, but my mom gave my dog a middle name.
You're a dog. Have you ever done that?
I don't.
Gives your dog a first, middle, and last?
Yes.
Okay.
Not... Yeah, Jamie used to name one of our boxers Bogey, which was really more of not golf. It was more Bogart.
Oh.
Was he came from the boxer rescue, and she started calling him. Yeah, it was Bogart Henry Rothman. Like it was, she okay. added a Henry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when she yelled at Bogart, did she give the first middle name? Because that's how you know when you're in trouble with a parent.
Well, my mom. Yeah.
Did you get the Matthew?
The whole thing. Yep. Absolutely.
What's the middle name?
All three names. Alexander.
Alexander the
when
Great.
When you got that, Matthew Alexander, uh-oh.
Yeah, I was in trouble. My mom, yeah, she had a look in her eyes, too, where she didn't have to say much either, where I knew I was about to get popped. Yeah.
Growing up, were you more afraid of your mom or your dad?
That's a great question.
Because you've told a few stories in the past, like, month of, like, worrying about Mama Hayes.
My mom she's spicy. So there was some extra venom that came along with that, because I think she got that from her grandma. My grandma was kind of that way, too. But it was kind of 50-50 lemon lime with both of them.
Okay.
Had a healthy amount of respect/fear for my parents growing up.
Who'd you fear more?
I love them out of fear.
Yeah. Who'd you fear more, Rothman?
Oh, man.
My dad.
Me too.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And my stepdad. And I told the story about my brother and I fought all the time. Like physical fights. Like bloody fights. Like over anything. Food, this, that, and the other.
You're like fighting for food?
He took the last
were you
this.
Cavemen?
I'm just telling you.
You're fighting for the last hand? Berry yeah. on the tree? We're fighting over food.
And usually it was late at night. And usually you're just in underwear or whatever, and you're just fighting.
Yeah.
Just pops off out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And my stepdad grabbed us both and threw us out on the front lawn and said, "You want to fight? Fight out here." And closed the door and locked it.
Locked.
Have fun. Two of us in our underwear on the front lawn.
How long was the shot clock for that? Until you can come back in.
It wasn't winter.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say.
I don't remember how long we were out there figuring out how do we get back in now.
So you were the originator of kind of the Joker scene. Like, figure it out. Who can come back in the house?
That's pretty much it.
Snap the pool stick.
I only have memories within the 21st century, and I gotta say, 21st century parenting, I have never seen two elementary schoolers close to being naked, just like stranded out in their front yard, not allowed in their house.
You probably can't do that anymore.
Yeah, the parenting styles have changed.
And that's too bad, because you're right. I think if,
that's too bad.
If a cop rolled by and said, "All right, what's going on, guys?" And we said our stepdad threw us out of the house for fighting.
He'd be like,
good for him. He'd probably go back to business.
Away. Yeah, I don't think parents can get away with that now.
Saint star Cameron Jordan took a pop at a guy that's perceived as being a very, very good player. I believe you have the sound on this. This is from ESPN's First Take, and this is New Orleans Saint pass rusher Cam Jordan. He was talking about all the quarterbacks and which quarterback has a better chance to reach the Super Bowl next year, whether it was Burrow or Lamar or Allen. And without hesitation, he said Burrow, acknowledging that he'd already been to a Super Bowl. And then he expressed kind of his hope that Lamar would make it one day as well. And he ruled out the other.
Of these three, with the situations they're in next year, which has a better shot at getting to the Super Bowl? Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Joe Burrow has proven he can get to the Super Bowl. I would love to see Lamar Jackson get to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, if I thought anything, I thought this was the year.
Yeah, of course.
I said, oh,
they're all out.
All these guys are out. It's his time. And he proved what I thought about him. He plays excellent during season. He shows up. He is Superman. And at the same time, he can't win those big games right now. Again, he can always switch up the narrative years from now to next year, whatever that is. But right now, I'm turning around and I'm looking at Lamar Jackson. Hey, you've got Zay Flowers now. You've got Kyle Hamilton now. You've got, you got a D-line with John Jenkins in there. Let's draft you an edge. You have Marlon Humphreys. You have these players. You have the ability. It's got, for me, Lamar Jackson, Super Bowl.
I'll ask coming soon.
All right, so it's not like he
respects his talent.
Yeah,
sure.
It's not like it was just a big crushing of Josh Allen, but I because he called him Superman. But at the same time, if you can't win the big games, now he added the disclaimer of right now. I would make the case that, yeah, ball security and some bad interceptions in big games, that was bad. But I keep coming back to the fact that they scored 30 points. Like, that's enough to win a lot of games in this league. And so I don't know if I would put that on him. So it's difficult for me to hold Josh Allen solely responsible for the Bills' playoff defeats. If they laid an egg and scored like 10 points, but there's no denying he has had some playoff struggles, and he's probably, and that's why his coach got fired this year, is because this, I pointed out after it, I just kept coming back to no Burrow, no Lamar, no Mahomes, and if not now, then when? And I think their owner got a case of the here and now, and what have you done for me lately, instead of saying, okay, let's take a step back here and see if we can't improve the defense enough to help him to win these games where they do score 30 and he's running around like with ball like a loaf of bread and he gets it knocked out. Maybe that wouldn't cost us a game. But if he stays healthy over the next 3 to 5 seasons, I think his chances of success are as promising as the others.
I think all those guys have as equal a shot just based off their individual talent alone. But you really need the collective, right, as a team to all come together too at the right time. Because Josh, Joe, Lamar, these guys can be elite, and they are in their own rights. But we just saw, like, even a guy like Mahomes, in a couple of those Super Bowls that he won, we were talking about how elite the defense was. You got to have some luck on your side too. One of the Super Bowls Tom Brady won, he only scored 13 points in the game. And guess what happened in that game? The other team scored 3. And so we get caught up a lot in the individual part of the game and the quarterback being so important, and it is, but that's not the end all be all. And so the Bills roster had some flaws to it. You mentioned Josh Allen didn't play a clean game out there in Denver, and so that hurt them a little bit there as well. But just as far as where he is in age, the talent that he is right now, the talent that he has right now, because it looks like he's going to be able to play at this level for the next few years. Anybody, I don't think, would be surprised if Josh, Lamar, Joe got them one. Now, you can look around the NFL, and there's some young quarterbacks that are on the ascent right now, too, that are trying to take some food off their plate, and Drake may get him one here in a few days on the AFC side of things. And so, yeah, like I'm hearing the clip. I thought it was going to be a little spicier than what it was. But there's reason to believe in Josh Allen and I think there's reason to believe in a lot of these guys. They just got to have a lot of things come together at the right time.
Yeah, this was the saddest for him, I think. This was the one. And this probably put a lot of pressure on him, knowing he didn't have to go through any of those guys to get to the Super Bowl. That's the one. That's why he was crying at the podium. I think he said live, I think I let my team down. So he acted like a leader, and he is. He's just, there are a couple ones he wants back. And I also thought, and by the way, he did fumble before that half with the 16 seconds left. Yeah. And I ripped him for it because once that throw doesn't exist anymore and he takes off, he knows that half's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's about securing the, so that's on him. But it's also on his coach putting faith in him, because yeah, McDermott said at that halftime interview, like, if the throw wasn't there, we were supposed to throw it away or eat it.
Yeah, and no matter how good you are as an individual, I think feeling the heat of the, well, when am I finally going to get mine, can weigh on you.
No doubt, the longer it goes.
This guy's been in the league since 2018, and he's been in the mix, heavily in the mix. And like you said, the pain of this one specifically without some of the other big dogs, I'm sure, added to a little bit of that sting.
And it's not an individual sport. So it's not like the Phil Mickelson thing where he just was the best player to not have a major.
You can control at least most things. Not in this sport.
Yeah. We come back, NFL Awards tonight. Who's going to win? We'll predict it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that.
The Fan. Care Heating and Cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed, and he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
T-Bone and Tyvus are part of a balanced breakfast. Wake up with two dopes talking about football, and one of them laughs uncomfortably loud. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for us today and chilly. Temperatures will be getting into the low 20s and our feels like could be into the negatives. As we go into tonight, expect skies to be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the teens. Friday, snow develops as we go into the morning, becoming a little bit heavier as we go toward the lunch hour. We could see 1 to 2 inches possible. Daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Here in The Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan. Rockman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, big one coming Sunday. Our friends at Bet365 have a lot of more for you.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Keep an eye out for the Daily Boost, the Super Boost. They have a Super Bowl Specials tab. Click on that and have all the fun you want with Seattle and New England because there's some cool stuff that you can bet on. And new customers at Bet365, they're getting a great deal where you can bet $5. After that, you're getting $200 in bonus bets whether you win or lose. So go ahead, take that $200 and turn it into something bigger and even better when you bet on total spreads, money lines, or player props.
We got to get. I can't wait tomorrow, man. We'll have some fun with some.
Yeah,
of those
we'll have a lot of fun with that.
What color will the Gatorade be? Because somebody knows. Somebody knows out there. I'd love to know that guy or go.
I'm going to have fun riding a little bit of the waste management in Phoenix.
Throwing hands out there. People throwing just hands out there.
Alcohol and golf fans. All right, I'm going to take this live right now, and I'm going to bet Jordan Spieth to finish top 20 at plus 180. He likes it out there. He's had success out there. He's off to a decent start. So give me Spiether, top 20 finish, plus 180.
Okay, I got my eye on a bet boost tonight in the NBA. It is involving the Charlotte Hornets. They're down there in H-Town taking on the Houston Rockets. It is the Respect the Resume Bet Boost. And this is all about the Rockets and Kevin Durant. It's the Rockets on the money line. KD to score 25-plus. KD to have 5-plus assists and have 5-plus rebounds in the game. So I'm going to rock with the Respect the Resume Bet Boost. Plus 800 is the juice on that. And again, make sure you're checking out the Super Bowl stuff they have available if you're into that. A lot of fun stuff happening right now at Bet365. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
NFL awards tonight. And let's go through some of them. I think you and I are going to get Coach of the Year. I think this is the guy we tabbed at the beginning of the year. We both went Vrabel.
Yeah.
And the difference is, though, that this isn't a lock, even though he's at the Super Bowl, because my guess is these were all voted on prior to the playoffs. So he's not getting the run. And I think Liam Cohn, what he did with the Jags, 13 mm-hmm. wins.
That'll work.
That's what I'm saying. The Vrabel thing's not a lock. But I like the position we're in.
Yeah.
And then Mike McDonald, should get the same Vrabel treatment to some degree. I liked Shanahan a while ago. He didn't get the Niners that far, but all the injuries that he had this year, I don't know how they made the postseason at all. I really don't. I knew they were going to hit the wall against Seattle. I thought that was one that they finally had to tap out. But yeah, I think we're in a good spot there. Do you think that
I'm curious.
You like the guys I've mentioned, or is there somebody else?
I'm curious how much love Sean Payton will get with his Broncos going
pretty good,
14-3 this year. And so, like, I think Vrabes is going to win it, but I can't wait to see the numbers and the voting, how close it will be, if it's going to be close at all. But I just think you named some worthy candidates. You add Sean Payton to that. I think you can make a case for a lot of those guys.
Really good name that you brought up there. Let me see what they were, because a lot of this is from the year prior, what they were. So they were 10-7 last year, so we increased 4. Vrabel certainly has the big bump.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Yeah.
From,
I think it's going to be close, AR.
4-13.
I think it's going to be pretty close.
Yeah, I like that name that you plucked there at the end. We know Garrett will win Defensive Player of the Year. I think we believe
Browns are getting 2 awards tonight.
That Schwessinger will get.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get Defensive Rookie of the Year.
And then Jim Schwartz is going to be sitting back and saying, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, how do you like me now? But, yeah, I mean, for Miles, just continues to add to the Hall of Fame resume. He's going back-to-back. I don't know how many guys have done that in the history of the league, but he's in rare air. He is absolutely in rare air. And for Carson Schwessinger, you're coming in and having to fill some pretty big shoes, because JOK was a force, and he had that neck injury, and unfortunately he obviously wasn't able to play all year, and so there was a lot on Carson's plate, and he answered the call and then some. So some pillars to build around on defense. Who knows what the future is looking like for JOK, but if there is a world to where they compare Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah with Carson Schwessinger, that's going to be an elite linebacking duo if JOK can get right again.
Is this, you know, you said something that had me thinking about guys going back to back, because this is the Pro Football Writers, right? This isn't the AP. Because in the AP, we've had J.J. Watt. We've had guys that have gone back to back.
Yeah, just how many of them? I'd love to know that. Like, but no.
I guess I'd have to look up which, like, if it's the Pro Football Writers Association, I'm sure, or if it's the AP, I'm sure Aaron Donald went back to back at some point.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Let's see. In this one, so Garrett won it in 23, and so Garrett's
20.
So it'll be 23, 25, 26. This will be his third if he wins tonight. Yeah. Let me see if we have any back-to-backs. Watt won it back-to-back in 14 and 15, and he won it in 12. So he would have the matching of what Garrett did. Donald did not go back-to-back. I was wrong about that. He won in 18 and then 20.
Who got it in 19, if you have that in front of you?
Stephon Gilmore.
Oh. Cornerback?
Yep.
For the Pats at the time?
That's right.
Yeah, monster year. Yeah.
All right, let's see who else could be up there.
JSN's going to win, I think, Offensive Player of the Year. You with me on that?
I am.
And then Stafford, right? For the big one. For the MVP?
Probably so.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that like I'm mad about it. I'm just saying that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see. Oh, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Ted McMillan, probably.
Yeah. Ibuka had a chance early,
yeah,
and
he kind of cooled off.
I think Ted will win that.
And I think, too, AR, Jackson Dart, the availability, like the health, like if he was out there all the time, then maybe he could have made this interesting. But, yeah, Ted Aroa McMillan, the rookie out of Arizona.
Their first pick.
No doubt, man. That connection with he and Bryce Young, you got a big body receiver that's got some smooth route running ability as well. Yeah, that was a really good pick for them. So, yeah, I won't be surprised if it's Ted McMillan.
CMC Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah, I can rock with that. Yeah, I can rock with that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
He carried their offense. I mean, literally.
It is.
I mean, it's
the amount of touches that this man gets is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, I want to pull up the. I just want.
I bet I can guess
the the final numbers and all that stuff.
On his yards or touches?
For CMC. Hold on, let me get this. Whatever you want to throw out there, I'm ready for you.
My line is, did he have 400? Did he have 400 touches? Maybe slightly under.
Okay. What's your final answer, sir? Over or under? Over under 399 and a half.
Slight under.
413.
Did he really? Okay.
311 carries, 102 receptions, 1,202 rushing yards with 10 touchdowns. He had 924 receiving yards with 7 receiving touchdowns.
You got him to the playoffs. I think Aiden Hutchinson had a nice bounce back year. I think he's going to get some votes, but I think we probably have it. The Stafford MVP sounds about right. There isn't much that he hasn't done. There's a little bit of, he's never won the MVP. I think this could be a little bit of lifetime achievement.
37 years old. Yep. The passing numbers are really sexy. Yep. Drake May, though, look, he's made a case, obviously, too, and you add the rushing yards as well.
All right, we'll get an Olympic hockey preview, and more importantly for us in this backyard, whether the Jackets will be buyers and how will they do that. Dom Luschishin from The Athletic up next in 2 minutes. Rothman and I.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
One of how many foster homes I lived in. 20, maybe more. Each time, a new family, a new room, but never a space that felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room and decorated it myself. And just like my family, it's mine to keep.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Anthony once ran the table on the World 9-Ball Champion.
Coincidentally, Maddie is out looking for a Magic 8-Ball. Signs point to, this is Rothman and Ice.
We change Magic to good, and that promo will get to a next level. We have our friend Dom Luschishin with us from The Athletic covering the NHL. And Dom, it's good to have you. Before you take off for the Olympics and all that good stuff, we want to talk Jackets with you. And let me run these stats down to you. You probably already know them, but just seeing them in black and white in front of my face, it's hard to believe. So since the Jackets made the change from Dean Evason to Rick Bowness, their record is 10-1, tops in the league. Their goals against, 218, that's tops in the league. Their goal differential, plus 19, that's first in the league. Their team save percentage between Greaves and Elvis, 921, that's first in the league. And now they have 3 shutouts because they blanked the last 2 teams. Other than that, they're just treading water.
Other than that, yeah. Yeah, they've been amazing.
I mean, you tell me what you've seen, people you talk to. This is a bonus bump, and I know he wanted them to defend better. Their penalty kill is way better. How could it not be? But they lit a fire under this team with that move. When they made the move, when Don Waddell fired Dean Evason, and remember, that's his hire. That's not an easy thing to do. What were you thinking at that point?
I wasn't sure about it because I think the last few spots Bonus has been in, it felt kind of iffy, and I think other coaches came in and did a little better. I think about like what happened with the Jets immediately after, and I was a little hesitant because I was a Dean Evason fan, and I thought that he was a good hire last year, and he seemed to get a lot of that out of them last year. Just it seems like they stagnated a bit, and I'm really impressed with how they've responded to this coaching change. One thing I noticed beforehand was how much my playoff projections still love the Jackets despite all the losses piling up, and I was frustrated with how much it adored them. It seems like they always had this talent in them, and now Bonus is bringing it out.
What have you thought about Rick's approach to the goaltending situation? Because prior to the season, there was a lot of, you know, curiosity at the time when Dean was running the show. Was he going to lean more into Jett, or was he going to lean more into Elvis, or was this going to be a back and forth? And it's looking like that he has maybe some more confidence in Elvis right now, even though Jett had a good night in net last night. But seeing how he's gone about this so far, what are your thoughts from the outside looking in?
From the outside, slightly baffled in the sense that he's not going to Jett, and also baffled that it's working this well. I think several years ago, Elvis looked really solid as a starter and sort of lost his way a bit. Obviously, some tragedy that affected his game and mental side, that I take nothing away from that, obviously. But when Jett came in, I think immediately out of the gate, he looks like someone who could be a legit starter, and he looks like the guy. And I wonder a bit if Dean Evason sort of leaned on him a bit too hard early on, because his numbers were stronger when he was sort of splitting starts with Elvis. But right now, I think you got to go with the hot hand, and Elvis has just been so unbelievably great that it's a bonus that they have this two-headed system going for them where they're both just such good goalies.
Yeah, no pun intended on the Bonus. Let me ask you about where they are in the East, because now they're tracking down the Islanders. And I'm with you. They're definitely a playoff team on paper, right? I mean, they're a playoff team according to Las Vegas as well, even though if the season ended today, they wouldn't get in. Now, they missed by 2 points last year, and it usually takes, you know, it's going to take 90-plus points to get in. And I think we're projected now at 93.5, so the Olympic break is going to be interesting, correct? As far as buyers and what they're going to do and leaning into this team, that will be the most interesting part, because he's got, you know, pending UFAs. He traded for Coyle and Marchment. He's got a captain in Boone Jenner. Like, now it appears that you got to stay on this course. This is why they fired the coach. So now it feels like that anything he does will be to try to improve this team.
Yeah, and as they should, I think they should be rewarded for this streak and for the way they've really stepped up over the last 2 years. I am even slightly higher than Vegas, where I have the Jackets at 94.5 and a 62% chance of making the playoffs. I think there's a lot of teams above them, like the Islanders, who I wouldn't really bet on continuing their streak, where they've had a bit more luck and they've been relied even more on their goaltending, and they don't control the games as much as the Jackets do. And the other thing that I think is in Columbus's favor is they have a more favorable schedule of opponents going forward compared to the Islanders, where that feels like a team they can track down over the final stretch.
If you were running the show over there right now in ownership, or if you were in Don Waddell's position, and you know, you look at Rick Bonus coming in and the hot streak that he has a team on right now, what would you need to see the rest of the way to hit Rick with an extension over the next few years?
It's always tough because coaches have such a short shelf life that it almost feels like it's never a good idea to extend for a very long time unless you know you have someone great. And Bonus himself hasn't had the longest shelf life, but I would like to see them make steadier improvements in their ability to control play. Like right now, they're getting wins and they're getting results and everyone's executing at a high level, but they're still not controlling pace to the way maybe an elite contending team is doing. So I'd like to see them reach that level before being super confident in Bonus and an extension.
Yeah, and then we'll also see how he feels about it, right? He jumped in on the moving train here, and I think they've both agreed publicly that they'll assess how they both feel at the end of the season. Let's hit you up on the Olympics. This is clearly Canada and USA, and then I would not discount Sweden or Finland for sure. I'll ask it this way. Can Canada easily overcome poor goaltending, or is that going to be what could sink them this year? Because they have so much everywhere else that they could probably win a lot of shootouts. And then on the USA side, how much the key to their success will be their goaltending?
Yeah, I don't know if Canada has poor goaltending and more poor goaltending choices. They have one of the best goalies in the world right now in Logan Thompson, who has created such a wide gap between his ability and Jordan Binnington's that seems like baffling to imagine they would even pick Binnington. And it just seems that that's the direction they're going. And I am working on a story right now about that very thing, where it could legitimately decide Canada's tournament, because the difference between the two is the difference between Canada being the favorite and USA being the favorite instead, because they have goaltending they can rely on, and they also now have a roster that stacks up well enough to Canada that goaltending could very well be the difference.
If you were doing a defenseman power rankings right now amongst all the guys in the NHL, in your opinion, where does Zach Werenski rank at the moment?
An unbelievable question, because he's been an unbelievable player the last 2 years. He has really elevated his game, and I think it's exciting to see him on the Olympic stage. I think in a number one, number two role, he's going to be the guy back there. He was incredible at the Four Nations. I think he is probably number three, still behind McCarr and Hughes, but he has pushed it so high that he is closer to those two than he is to, I think, anyone else, which is a testament to how strong he's been the last two seasons.
Yeah, really exciting. Rooting for him, obviously, at the Olympics for Team USA and the rest. Thanks for this breakdown, my man. It's been great to talk hockey with you, because about 11, 12 games ago, we were not sure they were going to hold our attention, but here they are. So thanks for jumping in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Dom Luschishin from The Athletic on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
Fellas, your health is really important, and you should lock in, especially if you're starting to get to a point in age to where you're just feeling like, hey, man, I'm not feeling like myself. I used to be able to get after things at a higher clip with higher energy, or I used to be able to, you know, be in my relationship and do things that, you know, I would really like to do. So if you're dealing with ED or low T, let's get on over to the Columbus Men's Clinic, because I don't want your confidence to be low at all. I don't want your relationships to be affected at all. So no more excuses. At the Columbus Men's Clinic, they have a medical provider focused solely on ED and low T and doing it the right way. So no unproven snake oil stuff or anything weird online that could sketch you out, because a lot of that stuff is out there and they're just trying to grab your money. At the Columbus Men's Clinic, they want to help you out and, again, do it the correct way. Since 2014, they've been helping men get safe with effective treatment for over a decade. So give them a call at 614-300-7400 right now, or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. The longer you wait, the worse these things will get. And I want all you guys to be feeling good about your life, no matter where you're at in age. So again, call them at 614-300-7400, or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com.
We come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're the highest-rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Outcome.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Dudoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Oh, TLC.
My bad.
Take us home.
I was a little bit late there. I like this fan.
The cadence
poll
was off.
Yeah. We touched on this a little bit. Yeah. I know that you're clearing out your DVR.
Yep, got to clear it out.
Making some room for Olympic coverage. How much of the 2026 Winter Olympics will you be watching? As much as possible, a decent amount, or truthfully, little to none?
What's that second choice?
A decent amount?
A decent amount. I mean, that can mean a lot of things, but, you know.
Yeah, I think a decent amount. Yeah, I mean, the hockey is so big, and it's so... How should I say this? I think it's just... It's a four-team, maybe three-and-a-half-team race.
Does that qualify as a gauntlet?
Oh. No, because when Z came on with us, he's like, we may not even play Canada.
It's a gauntlet.
Like, it may not be. yeah, and listen, I do like it. I will. I can't tell you that I'm going to go full Blades of Glory and watch figure skating, but I'm going to watch the skiing. I saw that Lindsey Vonn was doing squats and showing.
What's she on right now?
I want this to end well. It doesn't feel like it's going to.
I mean, watching her do squats, though, today, I was like, okay.
How many times have we seen a player try to fight, especially recently? Like Tyrese Halliburton in Game 7 blowing out his Achilles? Yeah. Like, people kind of selling out for just everything that's left.
Like, how does this end well, Maddie, for her?
What if you saw Tyrese Halliburton prior to Game 7 doing hang clings and squatting? How would you feel? You'd be like, okay.
Like, it's about to snap. Yeah.
Like, how could you ski at that level and compete at that level on a torn ACL?
Well, we're about to find out, sir. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It doesn't
feel like... We're about to find out, because I don't know. I don't know. I'm hoping that she can get through this thing healthy.
She says she's been counted out before, like chasing one last Olympic dream. I'm all for... Plus, she's 41.
Okay.
Now, she's made great comebacks before, and, like... Okay. In 10, 15 years ago at the World Championship, she tore both her ACL and MCL and broke the top of her tibia, and she came back.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Not like that time right after, but...
I'll be into a decent amount, like the ski jumping, the hockey, figure skating, the snowboarding, like all of that stuff. Yeah, I'm in. Sounds like a good time. So, yeah, I'm a decent amount.
You guys haven't seen Eddie the Eagle, have you? The movie?
Of course not.
Eddie the Eagle. No.
It was based on Eddie Edwards, the British kid that, you know, they don't have any ski jumpers.
There's a guy named Eddie Edwards?
That's right. And he was Eddie the Eagle. This is in the late 80s. It's an absolute true story. And he just wanted to become Britain's first ski jumper. And
why did you watch that movie?
Why did I watch it?
Yeah.
Well, I was very interested in it, number one, because...
That's good enough for me. There you go.
Because I was alive when it was going on.
Okay.
In Calgary. And then, when I went and covered the Blue Jackets' very first draft, Rostislav Klusa from the Brampton Battalion, who was in studio here with us not long ago.
Yes, he was.
It was in Calgary. And it was at the Saddle Dome. And I went out to the Olympic Village just to see it while I was there. It was giving me vibes of Eddie the Eagle.
Okay.
From the Brampton Battalion, Radoslav Klesa.
It's amazing. How did you pull that out of nowhere?
We're at a point now where it's kind of like, what doesn't he have?
It's a pretty good movie.
I got a little bit of everything.
I don't think you probably wouldn't love it.
Doesn't sound like my type of movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's your movie.
Yeah, anything.
I mean, it's feel good and it's crowd pleasing, but it's not for you.
Ice. Yeah. This is a dry run. You tell me how it sounds.
All I needed.
Ice has some theme music.
All I needed. Now we need you, AR.
AR, you're on deck.
We need it.
Look. There are lots of songs with the word dog in them.
So it can be a song with a dog, but doesn't have to have lyrics with a dog.
It doesn't even have to be dog related. It can be whatever. Okay.
I'm just trying to speak your language.
And this is like a 3-second little plug.
When you nail something, you know? You'll play your theme music.
I'll work on that. Just anything that hits.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Anything that feels like Rothman.
When are you going to get back to him?
Not really sure.
I know you, AR. That's why I asked that.
No, you know me. I don't want to commit to like theme music that's going to carry me the rest of my life.
Well, I'm saying
thinking about it a little bit.
I know you.
Yeah, it's going to be me just deciding what it is.
No. I'll come up with one.
The Chicago White Sox are coming up with a ballpark pass. So they had this last year. They're bringing it back. And so for the months of April and May, they have 28 home games. And for those 28 home games, you can buy, so it's not season tickets, but it's 2 months worth of tickets for $149. So that's about $5 a ticket for 2 months. Uh-huh. So does that sound good? I will say, consider travel and parking because that's where it can really get run up.
That is a good point, but I like this offer. I really do, because I like AR when, you know, certain teams offer like lower prices on concessions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here for that. Look out for your fans. Now, are there good baseball teams that would do this? No. So I think because they've been a bad to mediocre team, that's why they can do that.
Didn't Arthur Blank do this for the Falcons?
Was it a concessions thing?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but I just like ticket prices, they are like the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees are never doing
this. This only works for me in one way. And I think you probably know which way. Where are the seats?
That's an important question.
Like, I don't care if they're that cheap, but they're horrible seats, which they probably are, then why do I care about going?
Because Anthony Rotham's not sitting in the nosebleeds.
And I've been to
America?
Great Field in Chicago. I will tell you, you might be paying for parking and not even get a spot. They got fake people out there that are, park this way. Yeah. Give me $20. Uh-huh. And then you turn the corner and you're like,
where's
the parking lot?
That person is running home.
Exactly. So I would say if I'm going south side of Chicago and I'm getting a cheap seat, I'm going to need a good seat for that money and probably a sundae and a little baseball helmet.
What's a good seat?
Something either upper deck front row or something maybe inside the bases.
What about upper deck fifth row?
It's there. I don't think it's very good, but...
No, I just love that you said upper deck front row.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Nobody in front of you. Yeah.
Good perspective. Watch the game unfold in front of you.
Jay's jacked off his own feet last night.
Good look at the fireworks if you get a home run.
Hey. I forgot I said that. Spin that again.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, I hit the wrong one twice.
Jay's jacked off his own feet last night. Doing my dog Roman Reigns back.
The best part of that, if you guys caught it, was the subtle me going,
I'll crank it up so we can hear it.
I did say that.
I'll crank it up.
Jay's jacked off his own feet last night.
Uh-oh. I was like, I knew that. Like,
you know what that kind of sounded like?
I knew that was going to live forever.
That's good.
Who was the track guy?
Carl Lewis.
Lewis, yeah. Listen, you can kind of hear a little bit of Carl Lewis in here.
Jay's jacked off his own feet last night.
I'm going to go for it now.
Hey, before we go, you miss anything from our show. Don't worry. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you got to do is type in Rothman and Ice. Everything we do from noon to three. We'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the pod as well.
All right. We'll come back tomorrow. Super Bowl props, all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Party time, Super Bowl style. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Uh-oh. If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place.
Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Get your furnace fixed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.